You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan, coming in via the Skype.
Yep, Skyping it today. Getting interesting. October's here.
Playoffs are starting for baseball.
Mm-hmm. Playoffs starting. Got a week, basically 1 month under our belt, four games in.
Yeah, with the buddy.
Football that in college, you know, things kind of slowly showing some things.
And spirit, it's that time.
Yeah, buddy.
It is that time of the year. It's getting started again.
Show's about to just, man, we be long-winded when this time
comes.
Like, basketball too?
A lot to discuss.
Man, see, we got a lot going on. Y'all know how we do. Jonathan, yeah, of course, 5 minutes with Grandpa, giving y'all that fantasy information.
Absolutely, because you know, I did take a L. I ain't even gonna front. I took a L this weekend, but I'm still 3-1, so I ain't tripping.
Man, yeah, I know you good. I mean, in our league, dude, I'm like, this is me right now.
I just hope we can win a game.
Man. Okay. That's all right. It's early.
I ain't too discouraged. I only lost by like 2 points, so yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm ready to get back in it. So. You know, we're excited up in here. We're going to get all into it. So if you want to get at us, you want to talk sports with us, comments, feedback, any of that good old stuff, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, voicemail 323-455-4219, Twitter @brotherslayman, website blackisonline.com. You can reach us there, of course. Leave us a review, iTunes and Stitcher. We read those as well. Hit us up.
Hey, hit us up. Let us know anything y'all want to dish out to us. Y'all already know the deal, so hit us up.
All right. So, yeah, we got some folk chime in. K. Martin Baylor. You know, Baylor got
a lot to Lord. Say.
You know, we had a couple that he left right after we recorded last week.
His stupid Raiders. Go ahead.
Staying with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
This one is his email, Humble. I must admit, Philly rookie QB is nice. The defense is somewhat solid, too. Got to give credit when credit is due. I didn't watch much of the game, channel surfing between my Raiders and Giants versus Skins matchup, but all I needed to see was a box score. Jeremy Hill and Gurley, man, must have heard my diss email. I'm still selling high on them. I don't trust them too, like ghosts don't trust Angela anymore. My Bruins couldn't hold on to upset Stanford, but it was a nice battle. That's the wall they need to get over to compete with the top 25 powerhouses. I've seen Les Miles fired by LSU today. I'm at the point where I would quickly call his cell phone and fire Jim Moore Jr. I think Miles will keep his recruiting juice and will flourish in a new atmosphere. Sad part is USC is already texting him and has a better chance. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, and if he... if he did come out to Cali, man, he could get some of them down south boys come out here.
Yeah.
You get and then you,
big name coach, a big hire.
Get them cats from Texas, Louisiana, Florida. Get them out here. Where the damn high school football athletes are.
I'm saying. ODB Jr. won the first round today against Jay Norman. The Vikings is looking like one of those all defenses that will carry the offense type of teams. And the shit is working. Tell Romo go right ahead and jump into that unemployment line.
Oh.
Broncos handle business on the road. The AFC West looks like it's a shootout.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
P.S. Teddy D., your team lost. Both of them. Both at home. I'm just informing you of both teams. To the Rams, no QB, no wide receivers, no Kurt Warner, just the Rams. We're going to get more into that because that's interesting nowadays.
Teddy D.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's last. All right, and then he dropped
Teddy D, though.
Of course, man. Shout out, man. I know. I like that member right now. Hey, man, and then your squad took that L.
Shoot, that was a good ass game.
That was, man.
That was a good ass. I'm mad at the receiver who caught the pass at the end and did not extend to get that first down. That pissed me off.
Yeah. That was a good game. I know the Bucket Hat King was there.
Yeah, had a front row seat, so shout out. I know that was a long trip though.
I know it was. All right, Balin, and right back at it. Left a voicemail with that.
Uh-oh.
Brothers, I know I sent the email in. Hey, Kmart, I'm not going to apologize. That's just not what Raiders fans do. But I will say this. That was a good game. I was going back and forth looking at, you know, I got Big Ben and I got Carr and I got Eli as most of my leagues as my quarterback. So I'm flipping through the games back and forth. So I didn't get to see a bulk of the game. All I know is y'all whooped they ass. Y'all whooped Pittsburgh ass. I know because a nigga might lose in one of my leagues and I got Big Ben. So look, I'm going to lay off of you guys for a little bit or whatever. I heard your defense is ranked number one. You know what I'm saying? And the rookie is solid. Let me tell you a secret. I've never really not liked him. I just don't like Eagle fans. I just don't like you niggas. But I will say this. Hey, that was a good game. And, I'm not going to give y'all that when the Eagles win, the league is better. No, it's not. We really don't care about the Eagles. The Eagles really don't matter. But I will say this. You niggas is doing a good job. That division is still 7 pounds of shit, but it's going to be interesting because Dallas is actually playing well, too. Romo can chalk that shit up, really, though. Really, though. This is not one of those he's doing well until Romo comes back. No. Dak looked like he can handle that team right there. He looked like he's good enough to handle that team. Is he good enough to win the division? I wouldn't go that far. But he's good enough to handle that type of team that he has right there. And that division is not that good to where he has to play that well. So it's going to be interesting, man. Now, Dallas is one of those teams where when they're winning, the league is a little bit fun. You know, when my Raiders is winning, the league is a little bit fun, you know, because those are the historical teams. But it's going to be interesting in that division. Washington, man, I don't know, Big B. I really don't know. I really don't know. And the Giants, I still roll with the Giants. I like the Giants. But that's going to be interesting in the division. Jay? Your Broncos, now your Broncos showed me something. Even though I didn't watch not one lick of the game, I don't think I watched any part of that game. But to go into Cincinnati and pull off a W like that, I got to tip my hat. I don't like your DBs at all. But I got to tip my hat. That was a great win. I'm not even going to even talk about the Raiders game. That was a fun game to watch. Fantasy-wise, Jeremy Hill and Gurley. I got Gurley in one of my leagues. I got Jeremy in one of my leagues. I'm still selling. I mean, I think I might hold on to Gurley a little bit longer. But Jeremy, I'm still going to try to move him only because I just don't trust the nigga. I don't trust him. I don't trust him like a dark-skinned nigga from Watts in my room with $5 on my dresser. I just don't. But other than that, y'all squads did a good job. Teddy D, both of your teams lost. You know, the Pirate and the Bengal mink. Cole, yeah, both of them lost. I don't see how you get that kind. That's a bad combination. Like when Oreos came out with that watermelon flavor. That's terrible.
Oh man!
Oh my God, Baylor.
Coming with the jokes.
You sound like a dark skinned nigga from Watts in my room with $5 on my dresser. Like, damn.
I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah,
I mean, with Jeremy Hill, sell that nigga. Nah, I'm with you. I don't trust him either. I don't trust that fool at all. Most inconsistent. He one of the reasons I lost this weekend. Yeah. But
Gurley's hard, man, because I tried to trade for him.
Gurley, I ain't trading.
No, because you see right now that, you know, they in a good spot right now. You almost, yeah, maybe they can pick it up.
I'm just banking on second half of the season. He's going to start churning it out.
Yeah. Try to get him now. You hope.
Yeah, you better offer me something good you want to talk early.
Yeah.
Boom, son.
That's real. All right, then he sent this one in a couple of these and more, his recent joints. Let's all pray for Bosch. Lord. Man, that's sad news about Chris Bosch. I'm not sure how I feel about Pat Riley's decision, but if it's best, I guess I can't attack the old man. You never want to see a cat denied of the game, especially when he wants to play bad. And there's plenty of playoff and championship contenders out there that can use his help. Let's see what the future holds for him. I can't give Crabtree a pass when I chomped at Cam Newton for his coon statements, but I will say this. All bias aside, I thought he just tried to avoid the question the best way he could, giving a football answer to a serious question. But like I said before, just don't say anything at all. I know he was asked and didn't just put in his 2 cents, but he could have avoided it better than that. The one thing I won't slander him about is these three touchdowns he got from Carr today, LOL, especially the clutch one. Hi, Kirk. You like that? You like that? Kirk Cousins' voice. Shout out to Julio Jones for being you. Stafford later. Goose Egg and Go Bruin. Yeah, Stafford. Man. Traded for that dude and then just players, like, though. Yeah, okay.
I guess the Bears, no less. Like, oof.
My God, dude. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Baylor, when that comes up, you know, I understand. He needs to.
I didn't hear about Michael Crabtree.
I didn't either like that.
I was like, oh, okay. I got to check that out now.
I have to listen to it. Did it sound like this?
Knew we wanted to have some fun, you know, execute, play one quarter at a time, give 100%.
Like that.
Oh, man. That's funny.
NBA preseason is upon us. But before I get to these NBA players, first off, Golden State is not the villain. You got to have more jewelry and not in the history books for blowing a 3-1 lead. Ooh. And the Clippers owner said he'll keep CP3 and Blake Griffin together by all means. So, the Lakers will still be Philadelphia Eagles at best.
He just can't help himself. Jesus.
KD, don't think you're under the radar, sir. Once these NFL playoffs is over, all eyes on your emotional ass.
Oh, that's real.
P.S. I took Clemson over Louisville, $10 bet that got my fed my ass good. Don't y'all love fried chicken? Fried Cardinals?
He tweeted that damn picture too of that ticket.
Oh man, he just
Baylor's a fool, man.
Like, word after that, damn.
Oh snap.
There you go.
Fried Cardinal. Jeez. Oh, boy.
He's backing it up. This says, my son wants to dress up as Glass Joe for Halloween. I said I will not purchase a Romo jersey. Oh, snap. Let's hear what this is going.
Brothers and brothers, hey, real quick, shout out to Cody Kessler, man. Look, I know I'm a Bruins fan, and we just hate SC. We hate everything about SC. But hey, this young cat coming in the game, and he's really playing. He's playing solid. He's playing better than all the rest of them goddamn quarterbacks they had within the past 30 years. Shit. So, just a quick shout out to him. I know it's rare because, I mean, look, it's not too many SC quarterbacks that get to the league to actually pan out. So, you know, he's actually playing solid for a horrible team. Josh Gordon, brother, like, I don't get it. Like, at this point, it's just sad. And I'm going to say this because I don't think can marijuana weed be that addictive? Like, you might as well just go get you a bowl of that white China. I mean, you can't, like, we know professional athletes in probably every sport in the off season, they probably blowing the biggest, best trees there is. But it's in the off season. Like, my nigga, you can't wait and make millions of dollars for, you know, 16, I doubt you cats make it to the playoffs. So for 16 weeks, you can't just leave it alone? I don't get it, man. So, I mean, I'm off the support. Like, you have to support him through his rehab. I get it. But as far as you playing football and having a career, I'm off that, man, because you're showing that you really don't want to play. And I'm not against marijuana at all, but I'm against you not wanting to put that shit to the side to make a better living for yourself. So, peace out, brother. Get well soon. Real quick, while we talking about the Browns and their players, Terrell Pryor don't look like one of the lost L. DeBarge brothers. Like, he don't. Like, have you seen this fan do a picture? He looks like he's supposed to be singing somewhere. What else? Shout out to my Raiders. Good job. The second half of the games are being played right now. Two teams, Teddy D. One team down, another team to go. How do you celebrate? And how do you suffer at the same time? I don't know. What else? Kurt. Oh, the Eagles is on a bye, right? Mm-hmm. Well, damn, how many byes y'all get? Y'all had two byes the first two games of the season. Oh, it don't matter. So, yeah, I'm starting Simeon in a couple of my fantasy leagues, so hopefully he can hold it down. I believe in the youngster now. I'm not going to slander him no more, just like I believe in the youngster in Philly. But I can still slander you niggas. That's just part of the game. Other than that, yo, y'all do what y'all do. I'm going to get back to this. You know what? I'm not going to watch the second half of the game because I got to watch Luke Cage. I'm on my third episode. Mm-hmm. It's fire. But y'all finish the show and tell Kurt, don't ever think about calling in and slandering my team without fire. I'm going to fire back, brother. I'm definitely going to fire it back, but I'll let the team do it for you. I'm not even going to talk about my team right now. So, yeah, I'm out.
Let it be known.
Hey, I'm with it, though. That Luke Cage, definitely. I got something for that later on.
Yeah, man, I'm two episodes in. I'm like, let's go.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, but I mean, Josh Gordon, dude.
Man, look, at this point, everything can be an addiction. I mean, it's funny, but on our level, yeah, it is not to that level where I'm like, yeah, doing what I love and making serious coin. Yeah, I can. And I basically know when, you know, they not policing like that. I can sacrifice.
Yeah. And I kind of feel Baylor when he said that, you know, he can't get down with a dude who can't push that to the wayside to make a better living for himself. And I'm at the point now, I can't really throw any more support towards Josh Gordon. I mean, he's got to figure that shit out for himself, man. I'm done with Josh Gordon, man. His NFL career is over. It doesn't even matter. The Browns were trying to trade him anyway before he went into rehab. He's done.
Yeah, I think for the NFL,
not worth the fucking headache anymore.
No, it's about, you know, getting your life together. Period.
I mean,
like,
you ain't even
in a good situation yourself to even do that kind of work. Like, you ain't set, let alone you want to step into this billion-dollar industry.
And I'm not to be funny or try to clown the city of Cleveland or anything, because you know how people are like, hey, nothing to do in Cleveland. But I'm sitting here like, What is there really nothing else to do for you besides smoke weed and get drunk in Cleveland? There's nothing else you can do? Nothing? I don't get it. It was the same thing with Johnny Football. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, what? Dude, is there nothing for you to occupy your time besides doing that shit? I don't get it.
As much as work y'all got to put in, you should have more than enough stuff to do. You should have plenty of shit at your house to do.
Jesus Christ. I don't get it, man. He needs to get his fucking life
in order. Some folks just, you know, they can't handle their outside life. And they, yeah. You know, the only difference between them and us is they do it in a sport where the camera's on you all the fucking time. Like, we can have people with issues. You're like, oh, damn. Ain't nobody going to hear about them. You a football player with issues, we all going to know about your damn issues.
Yeah.
So, man, I hope he get better himself. Just, you know, depending on his family. I mean, as a
human being, of course, yeah. Right. I hope he gets himself in
order. Career-wise, that's right now is just figure out what you're going to do with your life and make a living doing something else.
His career is over.
Yeah.
He's been suspended indefinitely for the NFL. His career is fucking over.
Yeah, he was on a basically no tolerance. It was like, it was Jesus. Like a third strike.
So, there's your fantasy highlight, folks. Drop him.
Yeah.
Don't ever pick him again in fantasy. Ever.
Nah, at this point, I mean, people wasted a pick.
Exactly. Out of here with that.
Yeah. I got the last voicemail, homie Kmart. First quarter is over.
What up, brothers? This is your boy Kmart. I'm just calling to chop it up a little bit about last night's NFL action. Let's get started. Josh Norman. I think him and Caroline, they both miss each other. I saw how Terrell Pryor was routing him yesterday a couple times. I don't know if it's the system, but I kind of think he kind of misses Caroline as well. I think also Caroline, they definitely miss him. I know you guys saw Julio put up 3 bills on him with ease yesterday. If Norman was back there, I don't think that happens. But oh well. Shout out to Baylor's Raiders. I talked shit about them last week. I gotta eat crow about them this week. They did their thing. They came back and won. Even after they blew that big lead, because I swear to you, if they would have blew that lead, the hell and the slander that would have been bought on this podcast would have been pure unadulterated.
Ready.
But since it didn't happen, like I said, I gotta give credit where credit is due. I mean, hey, Oakland looks nice. And another takeaway from that game, Steve Smith is still that dude. I don't know why
you
still challenge that man. That dude is 5'9 and a medical miracle wonder. That dude is 35, 36 years old and still rounding fools. I don't know why cats keep testing him, but they gonna learn. San Diego, good job with that epic choke last night.
Again.
San Francisco, Chip Kelly, thank you very much. Now the fact that you guys blew that game yesterday, now all these damn Cowboy fans are talking about Dak for president. Cowboys going to the Super Bowl. Chip Kelly, a double fuck you to you. not St. Louis, L.A. is in first place. Shout out to the Rams being in first place. I mean, I'm surprised, very surprised.
Everybody.
And a couple takeaways just for the first quarter of the season. I'm going to just talk about some teams. New England, they're going to win that damn JV division. Pittsburgh, the team I thought that will probably represent the Super Bowl, aside from last week, hey, they did a good job beating down Kansas City. They had to beat the Eagles somehow, so they took it out on Andy Reid. Houston, without Watt, man, they may just win that division by default because Andrew Luck and the Colts, they just can't protect them. So
go ahead and say it, Kmart.
Houston looks like they're head above everybody else in that division. Denver and Oakland, the class of the AFC West. I still think Denver's gonna hold off. Them dudes got me 20 points on my fantasy squad. Yes, I love that. NFC East, my Eagles 3-0. I'll take it. I mean, hey, 3 wins. I mean, some people were calling 2-14. Others were saying maybe 5 and 5-5 and whatever. Some maybe even say 6-10. But hey, I'm glad. Hey, I'll take it. I'll take the 3-0 start. Dallas, ugh, fuck them. Minnesota, I don't know how long they can hold out without AP. Green Bay's lurking. That should go all the way down to the end. Atlanta, they're the top dog in that division, 3-1. Hey, Julio and Matt Ryan, they're putting in work. Carolina, I mean, like I say, I don't know if it's just missing Norman or what, but it must be that Super Bowl hangover, because they've been playing like pure cans of shark shit. 7 cans, matter of fact. Like I already mentioned, the Rams, they're in the first place, to my surprise. Seattle, 3-1. That's about where I expected them to be. But Arizona, man, for some reason, they fell off. I don't know what's their deal. And finally, I just want to wrap this up by, giving a shout-out to Vince Scully. I'm not really a baseball fan, but I know his voice is timeless, along with Chick Hearn out here in L.A. Definitely one of the all-time greats. And also another person that's hanging up, Dick Enberg. Now, I've been a Dick Enberg fan for years. I loved it when he called games for NBC when they were doing the NBA in, like, the early 90s. I remember it was him and Magic, and I think Steve Snapper Jones was also calling games back then. I think for, like the Western Conference games or the Western Conference Finals, I think from 91 to, like, 94 or something like that. I remember a couple of times, when Jordan and the Bulls would come in to play the Lakers or something like that, and Enberg will call those games. And so those are great memories. I'm definitely going to miss Dick Enberg. Like I said, he's one of my all-time favorites. He made the game sound so simple. So much respect to that. So anyway, fellas, I'll catch with you guys later. This is your boy, K-Mart. Peace out.
All right.
Appreciate that, K-Mart. I can already see Baylor now. Nigga, you stole my cans of shark shit reference too? Baylor, don't quote me on that. No, but appreciate that, sir. I've been telling y'all, play Denver's defense every fucking game. Hey, Rocket Science, we the best defense in the league again.
Yeah, I got them, and they the only just defense keep on my team. And I'm like,
plug and play, baby.
Taking them out.
Plug and play. That's all it is with that. Hey, appreciate that little first quarter wrap-up, though. Mm-hmm. That was nice.
No, that was cool, man. You know, yeah, this week, man, let's jump it into it, man. We got to get love to this out in ATL.
Hey.
Dude.
Shout out to the Atlanta Falcons, man. Hey.
Matty Ice. That's where you been.
Let me just say this for – I can't believe I'm saying this. Right now, at this moment in time, Tuesday, about 10 o'clock p.m., Matt Ryan is the best quarterback in the league right now.
Mm.
He is playing that way, and he has earned that title right this minute. Now, that could change over the season, but at this moment in time, like right now, he is the best quarterback in football.
Okay, going into week 5 to bed, I mean – what, 28 to 37?
The first 4 weeks of the season, he's best quarterback.
I meant to look at that. But yeah, man.
And the biggest difference with Atlanta this season is they're getting their tight ends involved. Mm. It's been too many years ever since Tony Gonzalez left that team. You ain't never heard of the tight ends from Atlanta. Now you got Hooper. Jacob Tammy's finally starting to put in some work. So now you got some dudes who are playing the tight end position. You know, you added Mohamed Sanu, who broke out in the first game and kind of opened things up as well for Julio Jones to do what he did to Carolina. Now you can't singularly focus on Julio Jones. You got other weapons around and other reliable pieces, especially critically the tight end position. Now Jacob Tammy's making plays, he's catching touchdowns. This is what they were missing. Been saying they needed a tight end ever since Tony Gonzalez left, and it looks like they don't necessarily have one like top tight end, but they have some guys they can use to make plays, and that's been working in their favor.
No, it has. I mean, just folks for the numbers. Matt Ryan was 28-37, 503 yards,
403 yards,
503. And on the other end, on 15 targets, Julio Jones. The next person had 4.
We said last year, he loved throwing to Julio.
12 receptions, 300 yards, and a touchdown.
That's what you're supposed to do to rookie
yarder.
That's what you do to rookie DBs. You going to play me man-to-man? You ain't going to double-team me? I'm a fucking crush.
And it's really like, look, this dude got 15 targets out of 36 attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Nobody else even got like over 5. Nobody else got 5.
Again.
At some point, yeah, you have to make him go to somebody else.
I tweeted out, Julio Jones was making a case for best receiver in the league. And personally, not fantasy-wise, reality, he's the second best receiver in the league. He just is. I mean, his size-speed combination is unreal. Yeah. I mean, Antonio Brown, yes, he's got the quickness and everything, and he is the best receiver in the league. But Julio Jones, man, he is the total package. I mean,
can't go wrong with neither one of them. One of them just, Antonio Brown, because he's versatile. Like, you can put him every damn where on the field. That's what makes Antonio get nicked up. Yeah, that's his problem. But then Julio Jones is basically like, he got the size and all that. So it's like, if you throw it, he probably going to get it. If you place the ball where it's supposed to go, he going to get it.
Yep. And he going to outrun whoever's trying to catch him.
Come on.
300 yards. I mean, you see why Matt Ryan targeted him 15 times.
Yeah.
Like, shoot.
Man, big.
Don't eat him.
Big division win. And right now, Carolina.
You would have thought Carolina won the Super Bowl. The way they've come out and just look like, eh.
Yeah, it's almost like y'all want to wake up from the, like, have you not gotten up off from the Super Bowl loss yet? Like, wake up.
It sounds like Super Bowl. It almost looks like a Super Bowl hangover. I said this last year. Their offensive line is suspect. Mm-hmm. And it has been. And they didn't upgrade it. Yet last year, they overachieved. And I said that. They overachieved on that offensive line this year. And this year, they can't do that. And when Jonathan Stewart went down, that just ruined everything. Now they don't have to worry about the running game anymore. Do I really got to worry about Fozzie Whitaker? Do I really got to worry about Austin Curtis Payne? Really? No, I ain't got to worry about these dudes. So all I'm going to do is tee up on Cam Newton. That's all I need to do. And their defense ain't playing as well because their defensive backfield is gone. You got 2 rookie cornerbacks starting. You lost Roman Harper. I think Kurt Coleman got hurt. It's a completely different defensive backfield.
Yeah, man. And, it's hard. Like, nobody expected them to do anything near 15-1 last year.
No, they weren't going
to. So I don't expect them to be, okay, well, if they don't win over, 12 games, they whack. I'm like, dude, like 15-1 is difficult.
Absolutely. That's why it doesn't happen every season.
No. And sometimes that take a lot, and it's like the expectations high as hell.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the reason there has only been one team who's won every single game. One. In all the years of football, there's been one team that's won every single fucking game.
Yeah, to me, 13 wins is big.
Yeah, absolutely. So if 13 wins, you are a great season.
Right. If you win more than 13 games, I'm like, wow, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's going to be a letdown. He's taking hits, man. I know they haven't said anything about whether he's going to be playing next week.
It doesn't sound like it, but I would bet on him playing.
Yeah, he got clocked something serious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that was kind of his fault. He kind of started slowing up when he started running towards the end zone. It was like, nigga, what are you doing?
It looked like he was about to dive the first time. And then pulled up.
Like, he was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and then dude just, they had the helmet to helmet. Mm-hmm. And he's strong enough to keep going and do that. But I just let you know how strong he is. Because most other quarterbacks, they'd have been down. You would have hit him like that. And it'd have been like, oop, they fall. And probably the ball comes out.
Yep.
Now, we said he gets treated like Shaq in a sense.
Well,
like I hit you. Play, if I hit you, you bounce off me.
Now, dude, he didn't lead with the helmet. He led with the shoulder. But I mean, again, when you have these quick motions and Cam lowers his head, I mean, what do you want me to do as a defensive player? What do you want me to do?
Well, that one looked like to me it wasn't so much he lowered; it's just that like it's really hard to lead with the shoulder and the head to be completely out the way.
That's what I'm saying.
That's difficult. So, and they didn't call a flag on him, did he, for a helmet to helmet hit?
Absolutely not, because it was a clean hit.
Yeah, it's just that's. Yeah, he didn't lead with it, but it was just, you know, contact was made. And this is, you know, you take him out.
Well, we'll see. I mean, shit, Derek Anderson was great. He almost let him on a damn comeback win.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if Cam doesn't play, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say they can't win. Derek Anderson might be the best backup quarterback in the league.
Yeah, he might be. He might be. Other shocking team that lost, yeah, Arizona. I mean, look, I said it last week. I didn't believe it. It was just, what if they beat Arizona and actually beat 3-1? I mean, yo, after week one, people were pissed the hell off with the Rams. Like, literally, like, really? This why you came? You brought this crappy ass product? This is what all this hoopla and all this about? This what all that about? I guess they were like, okay. Like, wow, you know, already, you know, shut down Seattle and then now beating Arizona. 17-13 in Arizona.
Hey, shout out to Daryl from Straight Outta Low Cash. Your man Brian Quick had two of them things.
Dude. I mean, it's
about damn time.
It's been proven. I mean, I'm not putting them there yet on all that, but it's been proven with the formula. We saw it last year. We've seen it with Seattle.
Defense
wins championships. We saw it with Arizona last year. I mean, they had a great offense, but that defense was real.
Yeah.
I mean, they just find ways to get it done. Case Keenum, not bad. 18-30, 266, two touchdowns, no interceptions.
And he's starting to gain some confidence. Mm-hmm. He's starting to get some confidence. He's starting to let it rip a little bit. So he continues to do that. That's going to open things up for Todd Gurley to get some more running room.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to see if they can continue on this wave. Now, they beat Arizona and Seattle last year. So I got to kind of see them, because we always say with your division rival, anybody can win that game.
Yep.
So you got to be, I know they beat Tampa Bay, but, you know, you got to see them play some other competition first before I'm sold on the LA Rams.
Yeah, right now you own some of the tiebreakers in your pocket right now.
Yep, but now you're okay. In a good spot.
Now it's just, you know, outside the schedule, outside the division, what you going to do?
Exactly.
Because he had Ty Gurley, 19 carries, 33 yards.
Ish. It's like running into a damn wall, man.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Josh Brown back. 10 receptions, 144 yards. Like, all right.
Yeah, I didn't see John Brown on a lot of waiver wires. I was like, oh, already?
Yeah, I seen Michael Fuller on one too. Like, yeah.
He was getting close because I got him in one of mine.
Man, this is. Yeah, it's. I don't know what Arizona, man. It's just maybe. You know, now Palmer is official. I think he's out.
That means Drew Stanton starting. Oh, yeah. God. Play whatever defense is playing Arizona. Jeez.
It's going to be strong.
Because that backup quarterback position is terrible.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's going on. I know Bruce Arians is frustrated.
Oh, he got to be, because you're just like, what? 1-3?
What's going on?
What the hell? We're trying to compete for a Super Bowl.
David Johnson has seemed to be the one consistent player on the offense. Besides that, I mean, everybody's kind of up and down.
Yeah, and a lot of it, I mean, but, you know, the team has, you know, Larry Fitzgerald's all right, you know, 5-62. You know, just Palmer's struggling right now. They're just not, this is not clicking yet.
Yeah.
On both ends.
They're another team. They're going to need some more help on their tight end position, man.
Yeah.
I get you got a good receiving core, but you got to utilize your tight end, man. That's how you create some mismatches and open things up for everybody else.
Man, I know we were talking about the one in top one and two receivers. This dude was considered a top three. Man, what is going on with Odell Beckham right now?
He the formula is found. The formula has been found. Josh Norman exposed his ass last year. And in all honesty, Minnesota did the same thing. Xavier Rhodes got physical with him.
Mm-hmm.
There were times he ran out of bounds. Xavier Rhodes right there with him. Give him a little shove, a little push. Start talking shit to him. And whatever these dudes are saying to him, he's not focused anymore. After whatever is said to him, he needs to be able to get his emotions in check. And it showed again in the press conferences where he's like, if I sneeze, I get a flag. It's like, dude, really? You gonna do this now? You gonna do this right now? After a loss, you gonna do this? Come on, bro. And he got divish.
Yeah, he got the point now where, I mean, like I said, his first year, you know, made a big splash. Of course, the catch scene everywhere,
mm-hmm.
the one-hander, you know, had a nice second season, kind of backed that up. People were like, maybe it's just a rookie thing. Okay, you know, trying to stab yourself as one of the best, you know. Mm-hmm. And then in last season, you know, not well. And then this Josh Norman, I mean, it was a big dude. You start swinging at him.
Yeah.
Like, you were literally stopped playing football, and you were just getting involved.
I mean,
like, it wasn't just
tried to spear this dude.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, we play, and then afterwards, we just keep chirping. Like, and that's all we do. Like, you actually were, like, getting real physical back with him.
And,
and you had the refs on your, like, you had the refs on your side. You're the offensive player.
And
you can do some things.
Because of Odell Beckham, that's why we now have the quote-unquote Odell Beckham rule. With two unnecessary roughness penalties and you out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's he caused it. And Josh Norman gave everybody the blueprint on what to do with Odell Beckham. You get physical with him. You talk a little shit to him. And to me, perfectly honest, I have a feeling – some of the stuff these dudes are saying to him, I know there's rumors going around and all social media about, you know, him possibly swinging the other way. Wouldn't surprise me if dudes are chirping that in his ear, calling him, dropping the F-bombs on him, calling him, you know, mm-hmm. a little bit of a, you know, get your queer ass over here, homie. Like, I'm just saying, like, it.
Oh, look, that's why you don't, they don't want mics down there. It's going to get real.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna get real. Yeah. Like,
it's very testy. I think there was a point in time in the game where I think Terrence Newman said something to him, and he basically tried to rip his helmet off.
Mm.
And it's like and luckily he didn't get ejected for that. You got to be able to keep your emotions in check. And right now, everybody has shown you push him a little bit, you get physical with him a little bit. He's done.
Yeah.
He mentally just can't handle it.
And right now he's going through stuff. You know. Listen to it and reading some stuff that he's frustrated with everybody focusing on his game behavior and, you know, feeling like, well, after the Josh Norman thing, that's everybody want to talk about. And, you know, that's just been the whole focus. Like, yeah. Then saying he's not happy with, you know, with, I guess, the way he's being utilized right now. You know,
I mean,
It was weird when his coach
at you used that.
Yeah, it was weird when his coach came out and brought it up because I was like, "Ooh, like."
Well,
I honestly don't think that helped either. I don't actually
Eli,
think him saying he was a distraction. Like, oh, you basically put it on radar that he is a distraction, and they're like, "Oh, he is."
And then he came back and fired back and was kind of like, "I'm playing for the dudes in uniform," and it's like, "Oh shit, here we go."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's now you take shots at your coach. Can't do that.
Yeah, you just you know, I'm not having fun anymore. Like, oh my god.
And it's people don't really talk about this or bring this up. Y'all ain't been in the playoffs.
Nope.
Good as Odell Beckham has been, he ain't leading the Giants to the playoffs the past two seasons. And the way things are going this season, don't look like they're gonna make it again. So. At what point are we like, you got to at least get in the playoffs? I mean, at least Dez Bryant been to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Headache as he is, they were I guess the catch that wasn't a catch type deal away from going to an NFC championship. So I'm just saying, I mean, you got to start thinking about the team and thinking, finding ways to help your team so you can get into the playoffs. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Yeah, it's like, you got to get your head back in the game. Because guys, every defense is not going to be like that. But, you know, especially in your division? Oh, come on. Fool's going to be, everybody going to be messing with you. You're going to get it. As soon as you go into Eagle Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have billboard all, everybody bringing props. With your crying face.
Everybody's going to be holding up the little kick gate thing. Remember this? Hey, but shout out to Minnesota, man. Their defense is playing lights out.
Man, them dudes, man, they really put it out there that maybe they can go the distance. Their defense is that good right now.
They the second best defense in the league. I mean, they're playing very well right now. I've always liked Mike Zimmer. As a defensive mind, I just think he does a very good job with that. Cornerbacks are great. I mean, overall, their defense is just awesome. You got Anthony Barr, you know, and again, I mean, Sharif Floyd still ain't playing right now because he's out. I mean, when he comes back, that's another interior pass rusher you got added to your team. I mean, their defense can get that much better.
Yeah.
So that's the scary part about them. And then when on offense, they're doing what needs to be done. They're not turning the ball over. So tip my hat to Sam Bradford for that. I mean, and they've done a good
job. No sacks.
And they've done a good job, you know, even though they don't have Adrian Peterson, of at least being able to try to get a consistent running game going. So, I mean, you've got the two-headed thing that's working. So, I mean,
yeah, they got 100 yards today. You know, Kyle Rudolph using your tight end.
Yep.
You know, you know, you still got Rudolph. You got Diggs. You know, you got some talent.
So they Johnson just showed up.
Yeah, no, if the offense can give them something.
Exactly.
We don't need you to win the game, but you just don't turn the ball over. They can handle
That's it. The formula, man. I mean, unless you just have that high-powered of an offense, you need a good defense.
Yeah. Good defense will get you places.
Yep.
It did for Buffalo. I know Rex Ryan smiling with that shutout.
Second straight game. AD has stepped up.
Mm-hmm. Going into New England, too. Ooh, I know he felt good after that.
Now, at the same time.
Yeah, don't get too confident.
It was a third string quarterback.
Yeah.
Rookie quarterback at that. So let's not act like.
Yeah, but it's,
you know,
yeah, I get it.
You beat, you know, right. You would,
if New England had beat them, you'd have been like, oh, it's New England. They beat everybody in their division.
It would have depended on how they beat them. Now, if LeGarrette Blount just gashed them again, they'd be like, oh, well, you know, same old Patriots, same old Bills. But had Jacoby Brissett actually beat them with his arm, then I would have been like. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, they good job of keeping the run down.
Overall, again, Rex Ryan, he's a defensive mind. You know, he's got some weapons. I mean, they got Shaq Lawson coming back. Their defensive backfield is pretty good. I mean, for whatever reason, they just got off to a slow start. And now you got Marcell Dareus coming back. Which will give him another boost. So.
Yeah, hopefully I can keep it going. Yeah, man, those are some of the big games. I mean, look, your team won 27-7. Y'all are undefeated.
Absolutely. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying it. I have no idea what losing feels like.
Yep.
I just don't know.
You and Minnesota, only teams undefeated at 4-0.
Apologize to all of you people out there in fantasy land who played Trevor Siemian. Sorry. Unfortunately, the kid got hurt. It was sad to see. It's unfortunate. It sounds like he might be back this week, though. I got to say, Paxton Lynch, I was very impressed by the young man coming out, doing his thing on, you know, on short notice. We didn't, you know, nobody think he was going to play. Came out cold and got, you know, scored another 14 points, led him on a couple of scoring drives, a touchdown drive. I was impressed with what I saw from the young man, which gave me hope that, maybe we got something at the quarterback position.
Yeah, maybe I am.
I'm loving it. And I know y'all, Emmanuel Sanders, just keep starting him in your fantasy leagues, folks. The man is just killing it. And, I mean, the defense, what more can I say? Aqib Talib, two more picks. Thank you. Oh, I would love to see an Aqib Talib, Odell Beckham
go off. Well, look, like, we know what y'all going to do with him. Everybody hitting him. Everybody on your team hitting him.
Lighting him up. And then, you know, Derek Wolf, love it. 2.5 sacks. I mean, we're just doing the damn thing. Jameis Winston had no chance. Famous Jameis had no chance. Sorry, Teddy. Sorry about your Bucks, but Famous Jameis had no chance. It just wasn't happening.
That's all right. And, man, speaking of, feel like these diva wide receivers, Dez Bryant, you know, his whole thing with missing, not wanting to come in because he didn't want to find out, you know, had a hairline fracture, now they started, you know, like you say, sources said, you know, he liked this all the time.
Well, sources said he's missed or been late to like 20 to 40 meetings or some shit. Like, I'm like, what?
Anonymous player, like, yo, expecting him to show up to a meeting. And not really, you know, but when you need, when you need to make that play, we going to him.
Like, so in other words, you're showing favoritism to this guy who, so basically you're telling me Dez Bryant can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That's not the mentality you want somebody of Dez Bryant's ilk to have. Dez Bryant came out of the gate as a diva. Mm. Thought he could do what he wanted, was always being laid and doing this and doing that. You know, I ain't going to get on the brother about, you know, being emotional on the sideline. He's just an emotional type player. That's fine. Right. You want to get the team fired up and all that. I feel you. But to be late all the time, I'm sorry. If I'm late to my job constantly, I'm getting in trouble.
Yep.
So, I mean, the standard has to be set from top down, and you got to hold dudes accountable, and they're just not.
Yeah, it's getting out of hand. Very much so. I'm like, you got to reel this in. And what I hope is, you hope, it happens playing with in the star. You hope this don't rub off Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
Because you already know everybody, like, he already got a pension for just having some diva-ish in him.
Well, you don't want this to rub off on Dak Prescott.
No. Especially since he's a quarterback.
You can get him thinking, oh, okay. Well, since Dez can do that, I'm the quarterback.
Yeah, especially if he, you know, if he get this team in the playoffs and –
I'm just saying, man.
You the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. As Baylor was saying, it's gonna happen when he supplants Tony Romo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all, whoever his friends and close family members, y'all better keep his perspective.
Keep him humble. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because shout out to Dak Prescott, he's doing well.
He is right now. Yeah, they playing well.
You know, very well.
Rookie quarterback, rookie running back.
I don't know what it is with these rookie quarterbacks. A lot of them are playing very well so far. You know, Cody Kessler, Dak Prescott, Paxton Lynch show some time, Carson Wentz. Jared, now, we still, the number one pick is still remains to be seen.
Yeah.
So, whatever about that. But I got to give it to Dak. He's doing the damn thing.
Yeah, he is. I'm looking to see what else are the big things. Sunday night, we thought was going to be a good game. It wasn't. Ben Roethlisberger, 22 of 27, 300 yards, five touchdowns. Le'Veon Bell, glad you're back. 18 carries, 144 yards.
He could possibly be the best running back in football.
And then he,
because if you just talk about all around game, the man can line up at receiver now. It's like,
That's why it's frustrating. This is why when you steal his ownership,
yeah,
you just like, dude, we do not want to lose you, but you keep making it very difficult. Yep. Like, we cannot keep going through this every damn year.
Yeah. So hopefully he's on the straight and narrow now. I hope he is, just because they're so much better with him.
They are. I mean, shredded Kansas.
As you saw. It was ridiculous. I mean, this same defense who picked off Ryan Fitzpatrick 6 times got shredded.
Man. Antonio Brown, 4 for 64, 2 touchdowns. Snuck in 3 pumps.
I tweeted, it was funny as hell. I tweeted Jordan Peele. And he liked it. I mean, my wife and I were watching. And it was like he did that slight when Jordan was just looking at that nigga's dick. It was like, and you just saw the slight, and it was like flag. Yeah. Like I called it with my wife. I was like, oh, there it is. He did it.
Yeah, he pumped through. I was like, I see 3 pumps. Flag coming.
Oh man! So I mean, that's funny. That's never gonna get old. But that's why I like Antonio Brown, man. I mean, he's having a good time. It's not, you know, it's not something that is flagrant or, you know, not you know, needs to be censored or anything like that. He's just having fun, just dancing a little bit. The man was on Dancing with the Stars. Let him dance.
Mm-hmm.
You can let Cam dab all damn day. Shoot.
Oh, man. More news, since I know it's a lot of these other games on here, but I'm looking at the injuries. And I just saw D'Angelo Hall out, torn right ACL. The news came out, Niners, it just keep happening with your defense. Navarro Bowman out for season, Achilles injury.
So bad for him, man, because I like Navarro Bowman. And he just signed that extension, too. I'm like, oh, my God, man. His career might be done. I mean, he's not necessarily in the sense that he can't play anymore, but I don't think he's not going to be the same effective player that he was.
No, he won't be. On that defense, J.J. Watt re-injured his back. IR, pretty much done for the season.
I'm like, I don't know.
Like, this may be, it's, I've heard the question brought up, like, Is this it? Like, geez, dude, like, he may never see the dominant J.J. Watt. That time may be past.
You may never. Yeah. Because we all know, and we've all seen with sports, when it comes to the back, specifically the back,
yeah,
it's so tricky. You just don't know. And especially in a sport like football where you're constantly hitting. I mean, look at Tony Romo. Yeah. The nigga gets breathed. The nigga blows on his back and he's down.
And so he always get hit on his back. It's like, damn, when he get hurt, you just like, it's fucking back.
I mean, and the backs, you just never know. They can lock up on you, can go out at any given moment. And in J.J. Watt, they said he's mentioned talking about retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't shock me. I mean, he's made plenty of money when it comes to, you know, his own, you know, what he's made in the NFL plus endorsements.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's fiending for money.
No, he's like,
but he's, I don't want this to be the end for J.J. Watt, just because he loves playing football. And those kind of guys I enjoy having in the game, because you just can tell he just eats, breathes, and he loves this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult for me to see something like an injury, you know, take these guys away from something they love so much. So I hope he's able to come back, because I do like J.J. Watt.
Yeah, I do too, man. And when you think of defense, he's the person you think of almost immediately. Except for you probably do Von Miller.
Thank you.
But for most of the way it's promoted.
Yeah.
You know, he's the defensive face of the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a huge blow for Houston.
Yeah.
So, offensively, they're just going to have to pick it up.
Yeah, they're going to have to. Then we saw Sammy Watkins. This you don't even want to pick him up no more. Like, dude, you know, he already on IR. I think he's going to get surgery on his foot, second surgery.
I think he had foot problems last year.
Yeah.
He ain't getting the big bucks like some of these other number one receivers.
He's been injury prone since he came in the league.
So granted, he probably going to make some money, but I don't think anybody's paying him like top tier money.
No.
He's just too injury prone. Just can't be relied upon.
Now, let's see. Quickly look at week five.
You already know the game of the week. You know the game of the week already.
Oh, yeah, I know the game of the week. Until Atlanta.
Thank you.
At Denver. Or is it at Denver?
At Denver.
Mm.
Just a caveat for you fantasy people out there. Tevin Coleman has the sickle cell trait.
I saw that.
Therefore, he may not play in Denver. Or if he does, he will be very limited. Because Ryan Clark, who used to play for Pittsburgh, had the same thing. Had to have his spleen removed. Other things happen. So, when you're playing in that altitude, it's very difficult. So, if you got Devontae Freeman, absolutely plug him in. If you got Tevin Coleman, I would say maybe look for somebody else that week. Mm. Just because the man, his damn health is at risk, and the team ain't risking that.
No, he's not going to take a chance. Other games, Arizona at Frisco Thursday. Thursday game starting to get sucky again.
Let me tell you something. If San Francisco wins that game.
Dude.
If San Francisco, I know I said Arizona got shitty backup quarterbacks, but look, they can't be worse than Blaine Gabbert.
No, this is the game where, okay, Carson Palmer's out. It's early. It's time for that Super Bowl defense that was there last season to pick up and win a game.
Yes.
Like, hey, David Johnson and the defense, let's go.
Yes.
Let's win this damn game.
Because Blaine Gabbert's awful, and if they beat
Drew
y'all,
Stanton,
that's fair.
Just don't – if you don't see that, throw it away.
Just don't muck it up.
Mm-hmm. if you hold it longer than 5 seconds, throw it away.
You hold it for 5 seconds, you about to get sacked.
No, even if it's
multiple times.
You better get rid of it. Tom Brady's back at Cleveland.
At Cleveland. That's bullshit. They gave that nigga a free pass his first game.
You know what? You saw how you knew they scheduled that. When I saw that, I was like, yeah, they knew.
That's bullshit.
They knew ahead of time. this is bullshit, you know. Washington at Baltimore is not bad.
That's not going to be a bad game. It's going to be interesting seeing Josh Norman, Steve Smith, two hot-headed fools.
Mm-hmm. Jets at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh should shred their asses to pieces again.
Yeah, no Eric Decker.
No Eric Decker. Brandon Marshall show back up. Surprised me.
Cincinnati at Dallas.
This is a big test for Dak Prescott because I ain't gonna lie. Or their schedule has been a little soft early on. I mean, you beat the Redskins, you beat San Francisco. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is their real test. I mean, you're going up against Cincinnati, who kicked the shit out of Miami last week.
Yeah, they did.
And AJ Green, he about to go nuts again. He's going crazy on him. But we'll see if Jeremy Hill can do anything.
Yeah. The late game is New York Giants at Green Bay.
Odell Beckham should have a field day there. I don't think Green Bay got no talkers.
No. You know, Green Bay fans going to bring some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
that's for sure. If you're in the defense, Buffalo at the Rams.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. At L.A.?
Yep.
Oh, that's one game I definitely wouldn't pay for.
Baylor. You got the Chargers coming to the town.
Baylor, y'all Chargers better kick their ass, man. It's the choke artist that the damn Chargers are. I hear Mike McCoy might get fired soon.
Man, that was bad. He blamed it. It's everybody's fault. And I was like, wait, what happened? That's when they're like, wait, again?
I blame everybody but Phillip Rivers. That nigga has no weapons.
Like, y'all can't stay healthy. Management can't seem to do shit right.
God. They had a good coach since Marty Schottenheimer.
Yep. That was a moment. That was a moment. They could never get back.
Yep.
The defense fell off from there. Never replaced LT.
I mean, Melvin Gordon's doing well. Ain't gonna lie.
Didn't they have Darren Sproles before he went to Miami?
Yeah.
I mean, before he went to New Orleans.
Yeah, and they cut him.
Yeah, and he went there and balled the hell out. And then Monday, Tampa Bay at Carolina.
Oh, damn.
We don't know if Cam going to be.
We're going to get Jameis versus Derek Anderson.
Yeah, because I'm just like, yo, you better rest.
Hey, I know one thing. I know, Jameis, you better fucking ball, dude. You got a rookie defensive backfield. If you can't do nothing against them, then Marcus Mariota is better than you, period.
And Marcus Mariota's struggling.
Well, what weapons do he got? Tarjay Sharp, he need to go. Drop him. Drop him in leagues. Drop him. I'm on the drop list with him. I can't do it no more. He ain't doing nothing.
Mariota's struggling. It's just that team.
Yeah.
You still believe in he's struggling. I want to, but yeah, I mean, Carolina defense still tough. It'd be a nice set to see what Jameis Winston can do.
But, yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Well, he had a test against Denver, and he failed that motherfucker.
Yeah, team's still up. All right, y'all. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're talking more football. We got a top five matchup.
Uh-oh.
This weekend, I was great. Nice shootout. We said B-ball is around the corner. We're going to get to all of that and much more. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Casey Lehman, and you are tuned in to the Black Is Network. Be sure to check out the podcast I have the pleasure of hosting called The Break at blackisonline.com.
We're back, Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to talk some sports, some NFL with us, you know, we at the quarter way. What y'all think? How's your team doing? They're struggling. They're living a good life. Let us know, man. Fantasy-wise, hit us up. How your team doing? Y'all winning bad? Y'all doing good? Y'all struggling like my squad? Any of that, hit us up. Let us know, man. Email thebrotherslehman at gmail.com. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Twitter at brotherslehman. Or on the website, blackisonline.com.
Hey, y'all, don't be shy. If feedback is always welcome. You want to say something on the show, please do. Anything. If you got any fantasy questions, you're talking to the guru here. I will get you W's.
Holla. He's doing good so far.
Yes, sir.
I remember, yeah, this weekend, had a few more upsets. Big game again in Clemson between number three Louisville and number five Clemson. Did not disappoint.
It didn't. It started off very slow. Louisville's offense started off slow. That first half was brutal. But that second half, Lamar Jackson went fucking crazy.
I'm saying, you look here, he went 27 of 44, 295 yards, touchdown and interception, and then 31 carries. I'm looking like, is that number right? 31 carries? 162 yards, two touchdowns.
162 yards.
That's nuts. 31 carries?
Hey, I'm sorry, but for all you Louisville fans out there, as frail as that young man is, he can't tote the rock 31 times like that. I know they carried a lot in college, but damn, that's insane.
Damn. So, but he was
invited. You can't argue with results.
Nah, he just was involved in 75 plays between throwing and jeez. That's a lot. On the other end, winning quarterback Deshaun Watson, 20-31, 306 yards, five touchdowns, three interceptions.
I mean, clearly the number one pick when he goes into the draft next year. Yeah, ain't a question.
He only had 14 carries. That's still too like, damn. 91 yards. I mean, yeah, he's a dude.
Big number one pick. Team. Number one pick, so whoever got it, go ahead and get him. I like him. I think he's the real deal, Holyfield.
No, I'm saying.
But now, I think Lamar Jackson's still in the front runner for the Heisman just because his numbers are fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But Clemson, I would say, is looking like they could repeat.
It does look like it.
Mm-hmm. They're doing some good things, and now they got that receiver Mike Williams back. Shoot. They good.
And then we had some other upsets. Hey, shout out to Washington.
Dude.
They're whooping on number seven Stanford. 44-6.
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, is that scoreboard accurate? I was
really?
They whooped that ass, man. Hey, I think their coach is Chris Peterson, the same dude who coached Boise State when they were flying high all those years. Hey, shout out to him.
I mean,
he gets the job done.
I'm saying, 5-0, 2-0 in the Pac-10. Yeah, already was at number 10. You know they moving up.
Let's get a Pac-12 team in the playoffs. Let's go.
The other upsets, you had Indiana beating number 17 Michigan State 24-21 in overtime. Oh man! And the one I got to catch at the end, shout out to them Tar Heels. Man, going in Florida State, number 12, and beating 37-35.
I didn't see that.
On a game-winning field goal, yeah. Like, and UNC was up most of the game. Florida State got in. I mean, they basically had a chance to tackle the quarterback. Missed two tackles. He runs in, gets the touchdown. They go up, and they somehow get it down. Dude kicks a 57-yarder. 57-yarder, time's up. Like, wow.
Well, they say Jumbo Fisher is the lead guy for LSU right now. Who they want. So, if things start improving in Florida State, he might get his out.
And then did you see any highlights of that? The Hail Mary by Tennessee?
Yes, that I did see. It was plastered all over Twitter.
Man, I was like, that's one of the things you're always like, why is it always a gang of dudes in the back?
There ain't nobody ever in front of the receiver.
And it's like nobody like, let's block out.
It's like folk, like basketball. Let's just box them out.
Yeah. Like you walk back. It's almost like they throw it and you see how many dudes. I'm like, what if you see three guys behind him? He's like, all right, let me try to get in front of most of these dudes or just get in the middle.
Yep.
I'm going to get in front of one behind. But, man, that was nuts.
It was gorgeous. Yeah, I mean, Georgia, what a comeback for Tennessee.
Yeah. Georgia falling off. Oklahoma beat number 21 TCU at TCU 52-46.
High scoring.
Your boy, I don't know if he going to make it through. You know, Oklahoma State beating number 22 Texas.
Man, I feel for Charlie Strong, man. He hasn't really been given a fair shake at Texas, I don't think. It seemed like when he got hired, they were kind of like, it was one of those, I guess we'll hire you type things.
But he's, you know, once you replace, he replaced Mac Brown.
Yeah, it just didn't seem like he got the full endorsement, man.
Yeah, it's hard replacing when you come back off a guy who's been like the one who held up your school.
Hey, I root for him for the little guys.
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, I know them cats in Louisville appreciate Charlie Strong, what he did for them.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's almost like his third year. You always want a guy to hopefully get four. You know, Texas got high expectations.
Yeah, they talk about that was at high and low. And this probably, could be it for him.
Man, hopefully he show up next week with Oklahoma.
Hey, he can go to SC. I would love to see a brother as a coach.
Damn good. And then you had a last big game. You had a Michigan pull out the win over number 8 Wisconsin.
Did you see that interception? Tell me you saw the interception.
Man, I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Oh my God. Dude was running stride for stride. He leapt before the ball got there and one-handed that bitch.
Mm.
Body contorted all kind of ways from Michigan. I forget the kid's name. I don't know if it was Jabril Peppers or who it was, but I was like, Nick, I had to rewind that shit like 15 times. I was like, dude, that might be the interception. That's the interception of the year, easily so far.
Oh, shit.
Because it was beautiful. You're just like, how in the hell did he do that? Because when he leapt, you're like, it looked like he jumped too early, but then he was just like, snatch. You're like, damn. Oh, but it was beautiful. But, hey, I mean, shout out to Jim Harbaugh. He went back to college and started kicking ass immediately again.
Yeah, he just picked off. I mean, he couldn't get a better job. I was like, oh, Michigan's open. Oh, okay. Perfect.
Michigan, it wasn't like Michigan was just winning.
Yeah. And he's a Michigan alum, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And he played for the Detroit Lions at one point.
Yeah, well, he was he's going to be a hot pick. It's like, dude, you're Michigan to Jim Harbaugh.
Whatever he does, ooh! Man, with these
I just wanted to what? See it. I just seen the catch.
Oh, you saw the catch? Ridiculous.
That was nasty.
Ridiculous. But yeah, whatever Jim Harbaugh does in college, that shit works. If I'm a coach, I'm taking Paige out of his playbook. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I heard it's like when he's one of them dudes, like after like 3 years, you're like, all right, I'm good. Because it was like he had the Niners good for like that 4 year window. They was the bomb. And after that, it was like, okay.
You know, we dealt with him so long.
Yeah. So looking at it, AP top 25 right now, you got Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, Michigan 4, Washington 5.
Like it.
Houston 6, Louisville drops.
Hey, for Houston, that kid, Greg Ward Jr., oh, yeah, buddy, balling. Beast.
Yeah, Louisville 7, Texas A&M 8, Tennessee moves up 2 spots 9, and DU, Miami. Mm.
Finally, they back in the top 10, spots. Huh?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Biggest fall looks like Florida State dropped to 23.
Oh, they almost out the top 25. Yeah.
Stanford dropped from 7 to 15. Yeah, you sound oof.
Oof.
Yeah, Michigan State out. And they got a lot of TCU. Texas just all y'all out.
Dude, is Washington the only Pac-12 school in the top 25?
No, Stanford's 15.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Stanford dropped. That's
and
right.
Utah fell, but they're at 24.
Ugh. No. Oh, man, no UCLA, no USC, huh? Mm. Struggles.
Colorado's not in the Pac-12, is it?
Yes, they are.
Okay, they 21. That's what I thought. Like, okay.
Yeah, we got some representation. Let's go. Let's get one in the playoffs, please. I'm tired of seeing all these SEC schools and ACC schools in the playoffs. I want some Pac-12 schools in the playoffs.
No, I'm with you on that. Ooh. All right, man. Let's give some news. Tis the season. Hoopla. Coming back. I can't wait. It is that time.
Get back on it, Spirit and Storm. Get back on it.
New season.
Sir, new season. Preseason has started. I'm ready.
They already showed everybody's the most hated player in the league this season. I'm calling that he is. He getting all of it, Kevin Durant. And they showed today. I mean, it's preseason. They just blew the shit out the Clippers. At one point, it was like 85-30. So I'm like, what the? What? Damn. And they won 120-75. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, look, we're not going to sit here and deny and act oblivious to the fact that they're going to score a lot of points this season.
No.
However, I am not about to sit here and crown their asses right now. That is not happening.
I ain't doing that shit neither.
Not. I know everybody's like, oh, it's going to be Cleveland Golden State. F that.
Oh, look, I mean, look, all we going to hear with Golden State.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
That's it. Of course they're going to be. I mean, look, they should be favored.
Yes, they should be favored. They should be favored. Automatically.
Yeah, I'm not crowning y'all. I'm trying to get another title. Even though my boy not here, that's all right. Like, we can get another one.
D-Wade needs another one. Jimmy Butler needs his first. Let's go.
Y'all need one. We need one post-Duncan.
Oh, you heard he's back on the staff, right?
Nah, I heard they were looking to you know, whenever he was ready, they were going to find a spot for him. He going to be on the bench?
I don't think he's going to be on the bench, but he's working with the organization in some capacity.
Yeah, I don't think they labeled it yet. It's basically like, whatever you want to do. I hope Kevin Garnett gets that kind of love, but I don't know.
Kawhi Leonard came out the first preseason game, killing.
Man, it's a lot on him.
Well, and it was funny because, of course, Greg Popovich brought no starters except for him. It was like, oh, my God. Because I read this article, and I guess the Phoenix Suns owner bitched and moaned because Greg Popovich sat a bunch of his starters in a preseason game against Phoenix before.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. I'm going to do it again.
Oh, no. Okay. So I'll be aware that on the next episode of Hoopla, I'm going to hear that and be like, what in the fuck are y'all doing? Rest already.
Didn't play Parker, none of them.
They don't need it. Only preseason.
Oh, but Kawhi needs it. Yeah, okay.
He young.
Oh, he got young legs. Got it.
Yeah, he'll like, well, we'll play him now, and then at some point he'll start slowing down. I mean, he's going to carry the load. He's going to carry a lot of the load.
You're going to need dudes like Kyle Anderson and them to step up.
Yeah, we're going to need more to bench. Jonathan Simmons, let's go. I know the big news drop. Where is this at? Because I know we did it with Chris Middleton. But, damn, this dude. Why you got to do that to Ben Simmons?
You know Philly fans are like,
they cursed.
Fuck it. They're almost like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not rooting for them anymore. Like they are cursed. It seems to be. Cause I'm like, damn, didn't Joel Embiid just have foot issues?
Yeah.
God.
He's coming back, you feeling good, feeling great. And then, like, oh, has a fractured foot. He had surgery. He's going to be missing in the next 3 months.
It come out that I guess his agent is trying to push. Sources said his agent's pushing for him to just sit out the season.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's like, yo. On one hand, I don't know the severity of the injury. But if it's like, well, if it's three months and it's more like six, then you like, yeah.
But I guess they say like KD had the same injury where he had to have like surgery a couple times on it and wasn't really the same that season. A couple dudes had the same issues where they tried to come back and it just didn't work right. So I don't know, man. I was just like, God damn, Philly. Like,
yeah.
But they said he put on like 30 or 40 pounds of muscle like quick.
Yeah, I heard that. And I'm like, Nick, which why are you?
It could be a factor of why it happened.
Yeah, I'm like, why would you put on that much damn weight?
That fast.
And like 40 pounds.
I'm like, I know you ain't the biggest dude, but I'm like, I didn't think you needed to do that.
Well, to me, I would be, it's more of like, yo, you need to get in and you need to see how your game fit.
Yeah.
Because you can't be like, well, I need to put on weight. Like, you don't know what you're going to do. Like, you got to play against the comp. Like, if you're getting bodied, like, okay, I need to get a little bigger. But you need to, like, you need to know, like, okay, are you, like, how faster are you than the other guys at your position?
Yeah, they said the same thing about Kevin Durant. Yeah, he need to put on pounds, but clearly he don't need to.
Now, some dudes just don't. I mean, Tayshaun Prince was thin.
Yep, Garnett was.
Yeah, Garnett never put on serious weight. He can. It's like, yeah, hey, if he's not built to play power forward all the damn time, fine. Let him be the three.
Or let him run point four.
What's his name wasn't big? Lamar Odom. You got Lamar Odom playing the damn five at time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Dario Saric, step up.
Yep. I saw James Harden said, they're going to say he running point. I'm just making it clear.
Who, James Harden running point?
Yeah, I'm still expect.
He dominates the Rocket anyway.
Yeah, I mean, he's given that option. So, I mean, of course, it's probably like, well, he's number one pick in fantasy.
Oh, well, I'm picking Ryan Anderson. I know that because he's shooting 25 threes a game.
Oh, they jacking him.
Y'all, I can't wait. Yeah, Let's go fantasy basketball.
Yeah, your old player, Derrick Rose, over in New York. Fortunately, he got this case hovering over him. LAPD still investigating his sexual assault case. There is no timetable from last time I read. He already had it's going to be a distraction.
It's going to be a distraction for sure. And we'll see what happens, man. Cause I guess I read tonight, they got their ass kicked.
Yeah. And I already read somewhere. Van Gundy was talking about it during the game. And it was his course. He'd be saying some things and he was like, I think anybody who's convicted, I guess felony sexual assault, something like that, basically domestic violence-ish, that he thought they should be spending for the year.
Well, he wasn't officially charged with anything, mm-hmm. So you can't sit here and say he's guilty of something when we don't know.
Right, and a lot of that, he felt like, you know, with Darren Collison getting its eight games, mm-hmm. Pleading guilty to domestic battery, and they feel.
But
you know,
he pleaded guilty. Derrick Rose hasn't been charged right. Or pleaded anything.
But I think he was bringing. He just felt it was more, you know, bringing up that eight games. I mean, I ain't gonna front. Eight games seem a little light. Maybe, the way it is nowadays with, you know, assault and domestic violence being a major issue.
Well, you do like 15?
Yeah.
Quarter of the season? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like, the whole season, like,
No. I mean, look, I'm not sitting here and condoning the shit, but to suspend him for the whole season, I don't know about that. Maybe half?
If it's like, if you cheat, you know, then what? Oh, well, cheating ain't as bad. Like, yeah, I mean, you got to... It's just because it's, you know, 82 games. Tacked on a couple more, maybe even 10. Mm-hmm. It might seem a little like, okay, now he got double-digit games. That might, I'm cool with that. No, 10, like, okay, that's a little chunk.
Yeah.
That's probably more than a week. You're basically missing 2 weeks of games.
Yeah.
So,
true.
You know, or three, whatever. You know, so, you know, I know Vengan says a lot. So Paul Pierce, this is it for him.
Mm-hmm.
His last season. Is he getting the award from you for something he said?
Not.
Oh, okay, because you told it to me. I still hadn't read it.
What?
That he said they Clippers were a super team.
I'm just tired of that. I wasn't gonna waste an award on that.
Okay.
I'm just tired of hearing that damn term being thrown around. Yeah. Derrick Rose said the same thing, and it's like, dude, no, you're fucking not. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
y'all are not a super team.
I was almost like, well, who did y'all add, Clippers?
Thank you.
Like, nobody expected you to win the championship like that.
We got a super team, nigga. You ain't been out the second round. So what are you talking about? No, you're not a super team. Derrick Rose talking about his super team. Fool, the Knicks ain't been to the playoffs in a couple years. What are you talking about?
It's always with the names. I was like, y'all stuck on that Laker thing.
I'm like, yeah, but like, well,
we got Malone and Payton. We a super team. Like,
so the Bulls weren't a super team with your ass and Noah Derrick Rose? I'm just saying. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just that term being thrown around. It's just like, dude, what? I can understand Golden State just because they won a chip. You added a top five player.
Yeah, you added the second best player.
At
your weakest position. It ain't like, oh, we had to get rid of somebody. You filled in your weakest position.
Still got Clay. Still got Draymond. I mean, yeah, that's a loaded-ass team.
You know, you still got Iguodala. You still got your top five, six players.
I mean, even if you – I wouldn't even necessarily label Cleveland a super team, but they're closer to a super team than fucking New York.
Yeah, they have a super – because you feel like – well, so a super team is basically three stars and at least two of them got to be quote-unquote superstars, I guess.
I don't know.
Some form of big three. I mean, because, yeah, you could say that when, you know, with Miami with them, but I was like, yeah, at that time when they first got together, LeBron and D-Wade were two top three players. So you were like,
and
oh, Bosh
was like the top five easily in his position.
Yeah, you were like, oh, okay. But, yeah, the Clippers, no, come on.
Come on,
I could have
been
like that. Man, we got LaMarcus Aldridge. We're a super team. Hey, dude, okay, look. Like, we got Monica, we got the big three, and we just added Kawhi and LaMarcus Aldridge. We a super team.
Mm.
I ain't utter none of that shit.
That's funny. But, I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, man, yeah, so I can't wait. Let me know, Baylor, you cool with Brandon Ingram coming off the bench right now?
How's Mozgov doing?
I don't know.
That big-ass contract, oh, my gosh. Lakers are going to be a joy to watch this season, I will say that. At least, no, you know what, that should be more entertaining.
Yeah, I watch it more. It's like, okay, they young. What happened? Let's see what they – and they won that game over the Kings, 103-84.
Nice.
Mozgov started. They had 22 minutes.
And?
6 points, 9 boards, 2 assists, only 1 foul, 2 of 4.
Yeah. Not bad.
No?
I don't know about 6 points.
So right now,
you know.
Yeah, I guess what? Or let me see. Is what's-his-name coming on the bench? Or they didn't even play him?
Clarkson. I thought Clarkson played.
He did play. He played 20 minutes. Right now, they got him off the bench. They had Luke Williams starting.
What? Oh, Luke, come on, bro.
Yeah.
I guess he wants some veterans in the starting lineup.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, Russell, because you got Russell and Randall.
Yeah.
And dang, I mean, yeah, you got time to play around with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I will see. I mean, I like it. It just leaves expectations low.
And I just wanted to say, I do feel for Chris Bosh, man. That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hope that he's able to play again at some point, but you're just like, man.
Yeah, the career with the Heat is over.
They basically said it. Yeah, Pat Riley said as much, basically.
Like, basically, you know, it's been bad. I mean, they've dealt with it with Alonzo Mourning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it ain't personal at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got to move on.
Yeah. But again, you know, you hate seeing a guy who enjoys playing the game. You hate to see something like that, an injury, take him out of something he loves. It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, that part did suck. So, you know, I was just like, damn, they just don't know. But, I mean, he's staying upbeat. He's going to keep trying. He can land somewhere.
Absolutely. Like I said, you Absolutely know, he can.
No, I just hope for him and his family, he does well.
Yeah.
You know, he can at least just, you know, hopefully get it to where he can get past it.
I hope so. And if he can't, you know, then, you know, just don't push it, dude.
No. Moving on to the MLB playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the American League, you had Blue Jays beating the Orioles in the wild card.
Ooh.
Went to 11 innings. Had an Encarnacion walk-off homer in the 11th. Send him going.
Mm. I wonder if he flipped the bat. I hope he did.
I'm about to watch that to see.
I hope Jose Bautista smacks a game-winning home run and launches that fucking bat again. I would love to see
it. It's time to do it. Yeah, if you can't do it much during the regular season, I get it. But in the playoffs, man, come on.
I got to be able to do what I want.
Yeah, let me flex a bit.
You know what I'm saying? Shoot, get out of here with that. But shout out to Toronto.
Yeah, no doubt. And they'll be playing the Rangers. And you got other side. You got Boston at Cleveland.
Mm.
What you going to do, Indians? You win it. Is this it? Is this the time?
Hey, I might have to watch Major League again. Hey, I'm just saying. Go ahead, Indians. I'm pulling for you. Pedro Serrano. Right on. Willie Mays Hayes. All of them.
No, they did the damn thing.
And then, they better represent the damn AL Central. That's where my White Sox are. Y'all fools better win since we didn't get in.
We'll see. Toronto, I mean, hey, Toronto's back in it. I like that. You know, they got good chances.
I think tomorrow the Giants play.
Yep. Tomorrow the Giants play the Mets.
Come on, Mets.
Yeah, because Dodger fans got to feel like, all right, Cardinals didn't make it. Okay, just beat the Giants, and then we got it.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
I know if they get it first going, they're going to be like, oh, shit.
Yep.
Right now, they gotta beat the Nationals.
Oh shit! That's gonna be hard.
Yeah, and then the winner of the wild card plays the 103-win Chicago Cubs on a mission.
Dude, I mean, it's been what, over a century?
Yeah, it's like Sports Illustrated. I think they put a cover like they picked them to win. The World Series, but I think they picked like the covers like the last time they won, and it was supposedly like written in like it was like the 19 something. It was like 1908, like a whole picture. Now I'm gonna have to look at it.
So we were like 100 years.
It's been a minute.
100 years? No, it's been fuck a minute. It's been hours. Been a long time.
Yeah, you know, they made sure they kept Theo Epstein, gave him a 5-year extension, $50 million ish range.
As soon as he got there, they started winning.
Yeah. I mean, they say this Joe dude Madden. Is like the best GM in baseball.
And he's young. I mean,
president. Yeah, young.
And he's young. That's the crazy thing. Dude,
that's what I'm saying. If you bring championships to the Red Sox and the Cubs,
you're the best GM.
You are the best businessman ever in Major League Baseball.
You're the best GM, period. Like, you have magic. Don't matter. Mm-hmm. For
like
real.
The Indians is going to be like, how much you need? How much do you need to come over here and help us out?
Oh, man, that's funny.
I mean, the two longest running gaps I was thinking at the time, and then Boston breaks theirs, and man, I'm I hope, you know what, because there's always a scenario, I would love the Dodgers to go far just for this chance that maybe you can get Vince Scully back for a game or something. Maybe.
Man, it'll be.
But the Dodgers.
I would love to see the Dodgers get to the World Series and hope that Vince Scully come back.
Yeah, but, man, I mean, the Cubs, you know, right now, you know, going in the best team in baseball, it feels like just let this year roll out for them. They need it.
Take Arrieta.
You know, hey, maybe this curse will help the city release some of all that tension. Maybe it'll be good for the whole damn city.
Maybe y'all will forget about the whole Steve Bartman thing.
Man, oh, man, all that forgotten. You're going to be like, you know, maybe be less fighting. Folks just going to be partying and getting along.
Steve like, Bartman going to be like, taking, I can finally come out of hiding, huh?
We taking the whole week off. Man, I'm not coming away. I mean, if you a diehard Cubs fan and they went, man, I'm like, hey, I'm on
break. Taking a month off. Mm-hmm. I'm on leave.
I'm taking my sick days. How many? All of them, because I'm about to be damn wasted.
I'm taking leave because I'm going to be in the hospital.
Folks going to be alcohol poisoning.
Oh, hell yes. Can you blame them? It's been 100 years. It's going to be 95-year-old men getting their groove on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Celebration.
That's right.
So, yeah, I'll be checking that out. Best time to watch the MLB.
It's the only time to watch the MLB. Just keeping it real.
All right, man, I know you're going to hit us with that info. 5 minutes with Grandpa.
All right. 5 minutes. All right, let's make this quick. So, first 5 minutes, fantasy football, your pickups, who you need to grab. If you ain't grabbed Jordan Howard by now, I don't know what you're doing. Dude from the Bears went over 100 yards, and it looks like he's about to take over that number one spot. What it looked like. So for all you Jeremy Langford owners, might want to look at some other options. News broke today. If you have Justin Forsett, just let him go.
Yeah.
Because he was cut by the Ravens. They deemed it a mutual decision thing. So I'm sure he's going to bounce back somewhere, but I doubt he's going to be the full-time guy. But with that being said, Terrence West needs to be picked up right now. In all leagues, because he balled last week, and now with Justin Forsett gone, will remains to be seen. I know they got this rookie kid Dixon coming back. I don't know if he's necessarily going to take the job, but so far Terrence West got a lock on the job. Terrell Pryor, if you ain't picked him up, I don't know what you're waiting for. The man just keeps putting on a clinic, even though they got Cody Kessler, a rookie playing quarterback, so he's doing the damn thing. Steve Smith, hopefully you people didn't panic and drop him after the first couple games, because that man is balling once again.
Balling.
Joe Flacco is starting to get into the groove again, and he is fine. So is Steve Smith, so things are starting to look good between them. We mentioned Sammy Watkins getting hurt. That means you need to pick up Robert Woods right now, because he has just become the number one guy on their offense, because I don't know who their other receivers are. I guess you got Marquise Goodwin, but Robert Woods is the chain mover, and he's going to get a lot of catches. Especially if you're in them PPR leagues, he's going to be good for you. And then lastly, pick up Hunter Henry, tight end for the Chargers.
Yeah,
he seems to be growing into a really good role. Could eclipse and take over Antonio Gates' position as the number one guy, since we don't know when he's coming back, so... That's what I got for you guys as far as your pickups. As far as your drops, easy. Sammy Watkins, get rid of him. Just drop him now. I said earlier on the show, Todd Sharp from Tennessee, I can't. I don't know what it is. I just can't do it anymore. I don't know. He had a good first game, and he just ain't been good after that. So I don't know. Maybe it correlates with what's going on with Mariota. I'm not sure. But Houston's defense, I have question marks about them now with the loss of J.J. Watt. Offenses had to put so much attention towards him. Now they don't have to do that anymore. You can kind of, you know, attack them in certain positions now. So Houston's defense, I'm not as high on as I was. So if you find a better defense, by all means, you can drop them and pick them up. As far as your must plays, I got Andrew Luck. They're playing the Bears. I expect Andrew Luck to destroy them. I mean, he put up some decent numbers last week against Jacksonville, but I expect him to go buck wild against Chicago because they need to win. I like Cam Newton, believe it or not, if he does play, and also Kelvin Benjamin. He came on strong, had a touchdown last week. I think he'll start bouncing back some more. And then last but not least, the easiest play of the week. If you got Tom Brady and been holding on to him for 4 weeks, go ahead and plug him in because he's playing Cleveland and he's probably going to murder him.
Mm.
There you go. That's my 5 minutes.
All right. Sound good. All right. Well, let's get into these awards.
Yes, sir.
First off, of course, is always the Norse Award.
Norse.
Norse! All right. I just have one.
Okay.
Mine is going out to Lions linebacker DeAndre Levy.
Mm.
I saw his thing came up today. He's looking to raise funds to help test forgotten rape kits.
Mm.
He's in a program which is between multiple organizations in the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, tries to raise private sector funding to test more than 11,000 forgotten rape kits, investigate the crimes and prosecute the resulting cases, thus securing justice and closure for victims and ensuring a safer community for everyone. And that's the organization's website. So he's been speaking out a lot about domestic violence. So seeing it, I was like, wow, that's what's up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to say, I thought I read an article where they killed the statute of limitation for rape in California, I believe.
I would agree with you. I don't know the full extent.
Yeah, I don't know all the technicalities of it, but I want to say it's either extended or they got rid of it.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Yeah, I heard that.
Which,
I was like, wow.
Which, in all honesty, good, mm-hmm. good. This motherfucker shouldn't be allowed to get off after a certain amount of years.
No.
Shouldn't matter. So, no, that's what's up. I'm proud of DeAndre Levy for that. Awesome.
All right, man. So, yeah, that's all I got.
You want to read Baylor's?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all got Norse Awards and what the fuck, please send them to us. We will gladly read them on the show.
Yeah, I got to read Baylor's because he sent them last week. I forgot to read them. So his Norse, shout out to the few Titan linebackers that was walking through the stadium halfway and gave the little white boy a high five, and the last player, Wesley Woodard, picked him up and gave him a hug and a high five. Majority of the players was black, and the little boy was wearing a Stafford jersey. I kid you not. The video made me emotional. That little boy didn't care about them being the opposing team. He didn't see race or a different color. He seen a bunch of superheroes walking toward him and showed him love. You're not born where racism is taught. With everything going on in this world, it's videos like this that should be shown everywhere. One of the best videos I've ever seen. It might be basic and refuses to most, but I got a lot of joy out of this video.
Mm.
So shout out, Bay. Let me make sure I read your joint.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I check out that clip. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Wesley Woodyard, a former Denver Bronco. That's how we do it, baby.
All right.
So for me, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Marvel for making Luke Cage. What? I know it was a huge topic on Twitter and everything. I know a lot of people have been talking about the show. I don't know if y'all have seen all the episodes. I binge watched that shit the weekend it came out. I watched every episode 1 through I think it's 4. Is it 12 or 14?
I'm not sure.
I think it's 14, maybe. Excellent show, awesomely done. And Chris and I were talking about this earlier. And for people out there who are, you know, taking shots at the show, calling it too black or this and that, I'm like, you do understand it's. The setting is in Harlem, which is known as a lot with a lot of black folks. But if you actually look at the damn stories, there's so many different cultures that are in there. You got your Jamaicans, you got your Haitians, You got your Puerto Ricans. You know, you got your Latins. It's so many different cultures. Yes, it's not all white folks. There are some white people. There are white people in the damn show. They make it sound like it ain't none. I'm like, one of the main characters who is a cop is white. So let's not act like it. They just didn't put any of them in there. So I just think people are just nitpicking. The show itself is awesome. The acting is fantastic. The storyline is amazing. And Luke Cage is one of my favorite superheroes now. That show was the bomb, and I can't wait for Iron Fist to come out March 2017. Book it!
Oh, you know folks are already hyped.
I'm ready, and I just started getting into Daredevil now, and I'm about to hop on Jessica Jones after that. I'm starting to get into all these damn shows. I'm a Marvel head. I just haven't had time to really watch these things, but now that I got Netflix on the phone, I'm like, shit, I watch these shits all day. But yeah, shout out to Luke Cage. That show is flipping amazing.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I'm like, I gotta watch it.
Sweet Christmas. Alright, my next Norse Award, I just wanted to shout out, considering everything that's been going on, I know it seems like the protest things in the NFL have just become second nature, it seems. But I just wanted to shout out some of the players who've really, because it seems like a lot more teams are starting to do it. And I wanted to shout out the players who have taken the time to actually, you know, show their pride and show their support with, you know, wanting to make a change in society and treat all minorities better. Just treat everyone equally. So the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints, before their Monday Night Football game, they joined hands in a circle around the field after the national anthem. In Philadelphia, you had safety Malcolm Jenkins and cornerback Ron Brooks. They each raised their hands during the national anthem. Of course, Colin Kaepernick, you know, did his thing. You had Eric Reed, linebacker Eli Harold, took a knee as well, Antoine Bethea. So a lot of these dudes, they raised their fists. Shout out to you guys for Indy. Antonio Cromartie took a knee during the national anthem before they played the Chargers. Chargers offensive linemen, Joe Barksdale, Chris Harrison, raised their fist in protest. I mean, Seattle, again, linked arms. Here in L.A., you had Robert Quinn, who raised his fist in the air. Mm-hmm. Down in Jacksonville, you had Dante Fowler, Jared Aldrich, Telvin Smith. These guys raised their hand. My Denver Broncos, you had Brandon Marshall, who kneeled again for the anthem, who continues to do so. Miami Dolphins, Kenny Steele, Michael Thomas, Arian Foster, they kneeled again. Down in Tennessee, Jason McCourty, Jarrell Casey, just who we mentioned, Wesley Woodyard, Daquan Jones, they raised their fist for the national anthem. Marcus Ball in Carolina raised his fist for the national anthem. So I'm proud of these dudes. I mean, you got Bruce Irvin and Malcolm Smith in Oakland. I see you, Baylor. I see your players raising their fist in protest. So it seems like a lot more players from a lot more teams are starting to get into it. So I'm proud to see my brothers taking a stand who just want equality, man. That's what we want. We just want to be treated fairly. We want to be treated equal.
Don't and be treated like human beings. Shoot.
That's it. That's it. That's. Amen. I don't think that's too much to ask for.
And you've seen a lot of NBA. I saw today, well, I read today, a lot of team players were locking arms. Nice. Some of the teams, they did it together. So, and, you know, in the NBA, they have to stand.
Yep. Which leads me into my next Norse Award, which is the greatest. I think the greatest speech I've heard, the greatest take I've heard on this whole protest from anybody. And it just so happens to be Chris's coach, Greg Popovich. Now, there is a reason I've considered Greg Popovich and the reason I refer to Bill Belichick as the Greg Popovich of the NFL is because I consider Greg Popovich the best damn coach in sports because the man just gets it. So I tweeted out when I first heard this this speech, I tweeted out to everybody, I encourage everybody to hear this speech. It needs to be heard. It kind of ticked me off that it wasn't pushed more in social media. I'm like, this is the shit motherfuckers need to hear. not the dumb stuff people were saying, but this is what people need to hear. So I think we're going to try to get the sound bite played for you guys. So everybody can hear it.
Yeah, I'm going to play it for everybody at the end of the show.
But just a couple of the quotes that he said that really resonated with me. Greg Popovich said, in quote, "I absolutely understand why they're doing what they're doing, and I respect their courage for what they've done. The question is whether it'll do any good or not, because change really seems to happen through political pressure. No matter how you look at it, whether it's Dr. King getting large groups of people together and boycotting buses, or what's happened in Carolina with the NBA and other organizations pulling events to make it known what's going on, I think the important thing is Kaepernick and others have done is keep it in the conversation," which is so true,
mm-hmm.
which is so 100. And I went back and actually read about the bus boycott during Dr. King's time and
the Montgomery bus boycott.
And it really resonated with me. And especially what was weird was the correlation between that and similarly what's going on here. Whereas with the bus boycott, it got to a point where black people were like, you know what? We're getting treated like shit enough. Let's just not ride anymore. And they hit them in their pockets. And what I read about that really kind of pointed to what kind of goes on today is that they made them uncomfortable. And what did the white people resort to? Beating African Americans physically. Burning Martin Luther King's house. All this other stupid shit. Because we chose not to ride your fucking bus. And you were losing money. It wasn't like we were missing work. They found other means of going to work. Yeah. Some white folks would drive black folks to work.
Yeah, we were inconvenienced.
Yeah,
like we're going to inconvenience ourselves.
And it still led to us being abused and looked down upon and being talked about in discriminatory ways. So looking at things now, when Colin Kaepernick kneeled, the first thing everybody did, got angry, up in arms. How dare you? How disrespectful? You can leave. You can get the fuck out. It's always, and similar to the bus boycott, nonviolent. Just a very nonviolent protest. Dr. King even had to serve a couple days in jail. Just little things like that, all because we chose to say, you know what, we're not taking it anymore. And that is why I have preached and said many times on the show, I would love to see if just for one night, for just black athletes in general to say, you know what, fuck it, we're not playing. Just to see the impact it would have and just to see what people would say. And I get it. And from a fan's perspective, you pay your hard-earned money. Or, you know, you want to see these guys play and blah, blah, blah. And you feel they should be there because that's their job. But at the same time, what's been going on in the nation is bigger than that. So that's why I would encourage them. I'm not saying boycott the whole fucking season. But just one game, just to let people know what's going on, we see what's going on, and this is what could happen if you continue to push us to the limits. That's all. And then I'm going to end it with one more little quote that Greg Popovich said, because somebody asked him what he would do if his players decided to protest. And he said, in quote, "My players are engaged citizens who are fully capable of understanding what their values are and what they feel is appropriate or inappropriate, what they feel strongly about, and whatever actions may or may not be taken are their decisions. I'm not going to tell anyone ahead of time if they don't do A, B, and C, they're going to be gone or traded. I think that's ignorant." And to me, that was a shot at the Team USA hockey coach who basically said he would bench his players if they protested during the national anthem.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and tell my players they can't do such and such. You know, I'm not going to trade you just because you don't stand for the national anthem. And mind you, this is coming from a military person, someone who served this country. So that is why I said we, and I've said before, we need to hear this from white people, from white folks. We need their support. Everything in our history has shown when we have been able to do things and kind of up and rise above, they've helped us. It's not just us by ourselves. They've assisted us as well, which is why I'm saying we need their help too.
Well, if you're gonna make some change, then the person or group that's benefiting the most from it need to assist in that change happening. Same thing with goes on with women. Like if we want things to get better, women and less domestic violence, then men have to step the hell up.
Absolutely. So that's it. I mean that's my noise. And you know, we'll play the sound clip for y'all, but it was one of the more powerful speeches I've heard recently about everything that's been going on. So shout out to Greg Popovich because he definitely deserved it.
Nah, man, that's up, man. That was some good awards, man.
You already know Jay spit that. It's official.
Yeah, man, you coming with it. All right, I'm going to head out on some silliness.
All right.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, what you got?
All right, so first I got two of them. So the first one, Terrell Pryor. I told y'all to pick this man up in fantasy, but it looks like he lives in fantasy land sometimes. So when the Browns were 0-3, this was his quote. "We're so close to getting over that hump. Once we get over that hump, I think we're going to have a lot of success. Even this year, I think we can win all the rest of the games. It depends on our mindset. It depends on how we look at it. It's just one week at a time." Well, they are now 0-4. So he is already wrong. They are not going to win the rest of the games. I was just sitting here like, really, dude, you're going to win out. Like, I love the confidence. You got to have confidence, and you got to, if you want to win, you got to believe you can win. That starts there, but you also got to be realistic and know, dude, Cleveland ain't winning shit this year, period. No. So, Cleveland, go ahead and keep losing. You get Deshaun Watson, you'll be good.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not better than the three other teams in your division. Baltimore's playing well. Better than expected. Pittsburgh got their star running back, and Cincy's still good. And you haven't won yet. I think they are the only undefeated team?
The winless team?
Yep. Oh, yeah, the winless team, excuse me.
Yeah, because the Bears won.
Yeah, let me see. They are.
I think they are. If memory serves me correctly, yes. They're the only team who ain't won again.
Oh man!
I just hope we can win a game.
I thought that was funny.
All right,
and then my next one, last one. I just thought this was weird. So shout out to shout out to anybody who plays soccer. That's the real sport right there.
No doubt.
So the Foothills Academy College Prep Boys soccer team played without – now, let me just set the standard here. The Foothill Academy Prep team has two female players on their team, on the boys' team.
Okay.
Because I guess they're just that damn good. They went to go play Our Lady of Sorrow, and that school said they wouldn't take the field because of the female players. So – the team chose to accept that, and they sat the girls for the game, and they ended up losing. Mm-hmm. Well, when they were going to take on Mesa Faith Christian, they told Foothills Academy the same thing, that they would not take the field, citing religious beliefs. But this time the players said, fuck that. If they ain't playing, we ain't playing. So they said, the coach said, actually it was the team's decision. They would not play without their team. They felt the girls earned the right to be on the team, and they wouldn't play without them. So that Friday, Faith Christian forfeited the game and said, if you're going to play with girls, we're just not going to play. And they said, I know it appears to fly in the face of what everybody is wanting to promote today, and that is equality, said the administrative leader of Faith Christian. It is based on religious perspective that God created guys and girls differently. The difference physically, there is a strength advantage that men have over women. We want to teach our men that honor of ladies is not just in sports. We struggle how to teach that if we're allowing them to play against young ladies in a competitive game. We're the ones harmed because we're giving up a game. We think it's better to do that than give mixed messages. Now, I understand physically the physicality portion of it, but at the same time, nigga, it's soccer. It ain't like it's football.
Yeah, well, it's like if the school itself is okay with them playing. I mean, it's what's really like, look, deal? It's not like, and the parents is okay with it. So the people who would legally be like maybe find a lot that would have the liability on them with these girls playing, they're like, yo, they playing.
So, yeah, and apparently their teammates got their back too and are like, let them play.
That's because
my thing is, you knew them girls were going to kick your ass. That's why. Well, we see who represents the U.S. best in, when it comes to soccer, right? It's the women, ain't it? Oh, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was listening to that when his whole speech on, and then he gave the physicality part. Like, oh, we got a physical advantage and we don't want to do that. Okay, nigga.
You scared, ain't you, bitch? Never. I can smell the bitch in you. Ooh, that vintage bitch.
Come on, man.
Now, mind you, the game that they sat the young ladies for, that was their first loss of the season. Mm. That should tell you something right there. So your punk asses didn't want to lose to a bunch of girls. That's what it was. Got it.
You don't want to open that, and you don't want to open the door for the girls in your school who are like, yo, they can play. Can we play too?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you can't.
My thing is, it's better than the boys.
Now, why? Does the school not have I wonder, like, does the school not have a girls team? And they just like, well, we don't have a girls team because of, money, whatever reason, but we still let girls play on soccer. So I wonder that would be interesting.
It didn't specify.
Okay. That'd be the only question I have. But other than that, you're scared.
Oh, here we go. It says, the executive director of the CAA said, because the schools that are part of the association are so small, it allows for girls to play on the boys' team if that school doesn't have a girls' team. So the school doesn't have a girls' team.
Okay.
So clearly they good enough to play with the boys. No,
they're not breaking the rules in.
Period. So then what's the problem? Religious beliefs. You scared.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I got.
Okay. So for Baylor's sent in, is what the fuck was for Mike Ditka, Trent Dilfer for their dumbass comments towards Cap.
Mm.
And Jason Whitlock just because.
You could always get it.
Yeah, I seen the Mike Ditka bullshit, and then I seen Terry Bradshaw come out. And
no, he didn't. What did he say?
It's like he was in, basically he in love with the flag, and he think basically something's gonna happen to them.
Something's gonna happen to who?
When you read it, you kind of like, what you mean?
Something's going to happen to who?
To the players
that are protesting?
Yes. Now, he didn't specify, like, beat up or anything like that. He just saying, like, you couldn't. I mean, they could. They could lose their job. I know some that Antonio Cromartie, who got released, I know he had kneeled or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. Keep cutting them. When you got an all-white league, we'll see how fan bases enjoy it. That's what I'm saying. Just one game. Give me one fucking game. Because 75% of the league ain't going to be playing. Then you can't play the game anyway. Because you ain't got enough people.
Yeah, see,
that's what I mean. Where See, black folks, see, I got to give black folks some credit. Hold on right quick. Black folks have been some of the most tolerant people. Because if you look at history and all of the shit we have had to deal with as a race, even considering what dude in Dallas did when he shot those cops, the first thing black people said was, that ain't right.
Yep.
It wasn't like we applauded him for doing it. It was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? He does not represent all the rest of us in the way that we think. But yet, all the shit we've been through, we have been so tolerant, and still we continue to say we just want to be treated equal. Yeah, we probably could have gone rogue and just started a revolution, start shooting up people and all that shit if we wanted to. That's not what it's about, though. We want to be equal to everybody. That's it. We want to be treated like human beings, have the same rights as everybody else, and not be profiled every fucking time somebody sees us. That's it. And that is so damn hard to ask for. It's unbelievable something gonna happen. See, that's that Montgomery bus boycott shit. We chose not to do something. Oh, they're costing us money. Let's whoop their ass. Okay, it's course, like, really?
Okay, this is part of, this is where it is. I've never had a problem with people expressing themselves. It's one thing great about our country, the First Amendment rights, everybody has them. I do have a problem with the flag. I am a man that loves the flag. I love the national anthem. I find it extremely disrespectful. But if, in fact, that's what they want to do, then they do it. There are repercussions. I think you're going to pay for it some way or another.
Now, in there,
right after that, in this article, if NFL TV ratings continue to fall, I'm like, word? I didn't know they were falling. Things might come to a head, added Bradshaw, because that would impact the profits of the billionaire owners who control the league.
Mm-hmm.
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 So me not
keep going.
That's for committing Kaepernick for bringing attention to real issues. Like a lot of Kaepernick's critics, he wishes the 49ers backup quarterback hadn't brought the flag and Star Spangled Banner into the middle of the protest.
He did not.
I don't mind what Collins is doing. That's bringing attention to it. I don't have a problem with that at all. Absolutely no problem with it. I do have a problem when people in this country don't respect our flag and national anthem. All you got to do is look around. This country is getting worse and worse and more immoral, and we're rotting from within. All great empires die from within. We can't talk about Jesus. We can't mention that anymore. So we say, I'm religious. Because if you say Jesus, then you're automatically pinched, hold, and kicked off the desk. You can't talk about it. The two vice presidential guys are going at it, and they are both saying we're religious. What does that mean? You're religious? Everybody's religious. Okay.
See, another one. You don't get it. Just don't get it.
No, now it's going to affect the billionaires. I'm like, oh, it's going to affect you finally. Okay, well, maybe that's the point.
That's what we want.
Well, won't y'all use your billion-dollar influence
and help us?
You're right. And make it easier on us.
These little freaking weeds. People just ain't getting it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, they on that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
Yeah. And
I told you, like, it's somebody.
And lastly, in the national anthem, and I know this has been brought up before, there's a racist verse.
That's left.
Like
down.
So you saying you love the national anthem? You love that racist verse?
If you love it, you must know of it.
You love the racist verse where basically, who's the motherfucker who wrote the national anthem?
Somebody, Francis Scott Key.
Francis Scott Key. So you cool with him basically saying black folks are shit, right? Got it. I know where you stand. I don't want to hear an apology. Don't backtrack, Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, he's saying it's cool. We just not comfortable with it. With the whole, I have to read more about this. It's going to affect money. Like, well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've already had people who've been like, well, I ain't watching the NFL then. And don't watch it.
All right, yeah. If that 3 minutes ruins your whole time. You ain't even got to turn the TV on. You ain't got to look at it. Don't have to look at it whatsoever.
You really don't want to see it. Turn on the NFL Red Zone.
Find a flag in your house, and when that comes on, that's where you look, and you do that. And then when it gets over, you good. And you can go back to enjoying the game you love. Lord have mercy. So for mine, I got a few. Shout out to your boy and one of Baylor's favorite dudes, Aqib Talib.
Yeah, I heard. Boy
come out, shot himself in the leg.
Pulled the Plaxico.
Oh, my God. We got to deal with that embarrassment. I was like, what? I don't know who shot me. You did. You did.
Yeah, I saw that and was like, God damn it, Talib.
Back with Baylor's team, I didn't get to read all this, what happened, but there was an altercation with a Raven and Raiders fans, and that Raven fan was suffered some serious head injury. It looked like it's something real serious. I'm like, yeah, damn it, Raider fan. This is what's wrong with y'all.
This is why, as a Broncos fan, I can't go to a Raider game.
And they in Baltimore. Like, come on. You in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And you started some shit. Mm-hmm. You won. Why you got... And you afterwards, you got to talk some shit. What you think a Baltimore fan going to do? Just be like, okay. Yeah, y'all beat me. Okay. You keep talking shit. They're going to be like, what? Your team still
right,
ass.
You in our house.
When's the last time you won a championship? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Shh. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so I'm like, God damn it.
Man, I hope dude's okay, though.
Yeah, I hope it sounded like it was like... It like reminded me of like the Dodger. Yeah, kind of.
Oh, shit. Well, Baylor, get your fans in order, man. What the hell?
Yeah. And then the sad one, yeah, with Chris Bosh and him saying he found out via social media or the media...
That's fucked up.
That
that's
he was ready to move on. And... This always gets annoying because I'm like, I get that you don't want to, once you know, y'all at least call it in first before you put it where it can be found publicly. Like, at least be like, yo, I want to let you know that we're going to be moving on. You know, it's all business, no respect. I just want you to hear from me before it get out. Or at least, like, why does it always sound like they heard it and then, like, the next day they get told by somebody else? Like, dude, at least call me, like, within an hour or so.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, look, I know it just hit the news. I don't know if you heard we was calling you. But, I mean, damn.
I mean, it's like people have no social skills anymore. You can't talk to people. Like, you can't just, what do you think he's going to do, smack the shit out of you? Like, I don't get it.
Look, people... Love Pat Riley. I mean, he's, you know, rebuilt Miami and all that. But I remember all the rumblings. I remember when D-Wade was like, I'm tired of being coached by a dude. You know, when he was pissed off when, you know, they won the championship and then he basically broke the team up.
Yep.
And it was like after that, every year they kept coming one round shorter after that. Like they won and they lost in the conference final and it just kept getting worse and worse. Now it's again, and then, you know, LeBron decides to leave. He makes some comments that people are like, I think that was toward LeBron. I'm trying to remember what he said after that year.
That LeBron left?
You know, when LeBron left, and he didn't, you know.
He threw a shot at LeBron.
Yeah.
He basically said he wasn't. What did he say? He wasn't tough enough or something.
Yeah,
like something he wasn't like mentally that. Tough enough or something like right. that.
And then D-Wade leave, and now Boston kind of like, look, I mean, he knew, we all knew eventually at some point it was going to come, this decision was going to have to be made.
Yes.
You have plenty of time to be like, you know what, when you found out that he didn't pass, and this is a team physical, this ain't him with his doctor, this the team physical. So as soon as he didn't pass the team physical, you can be like, yo, we gonna need to talk.
Yeah, right. And it's just it's dealing with dude's health, man. I mean, you can't have a man to man chat with him.
Yeah, let's be like, you know, we gonna just move on without you. Like we gonna end the season like you ain't here.
And it's like, damn, show some sympathy.
Yeah, I'm just like, damn. Okay, damn. But, well, Storm, I know that's your squad. You know, I mean, Pat Riley, he's good at what he does. I ain't not going for that, but come on, man. It's, you know, you, it always seemed like it's always something.
He when worked you got for Shaq there,
you won the championship with D-Wade in 06. Everything was gravy. Then a few years later, you know what? We don't want him as a coach. He rubbed me the wrong way. You know, and then he, you know, he off do his thing. Then all of a sudden he get Wade, he get Bosh, he get LeBron. He's the man again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, he going to coach. Coach is not going to make it. He going to coach. You know, yeah, everything's gravy. And then now back again.
Yep. So
that's all I got. So thank you once again for tuning in to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, Black Is Network.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you subscribe to the network so you're checking us out all the time. Also, The Break, hosted by my wife, KC Layman. Man, that cop one was heavy. We're trying to tackle rape in this next show. It's a lot going on, so y'all want to check that out. Great roundtable discussion. Was,
that was very deep. I was like, whew. Yeah. I mean, there was good points being made on both sides, but it was like,
yeah, it's
damn,
it's,
man, a heavy topic.
Yeah, we try in this one.
But I do appreciate shout out to the Black Ears Network in The Break, man. I appreciate you guys tackling topics that are uncomfortable, because those are the conversations that need to be had.
No doubt.
Straight up.
You got to check us out. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, blackisonline.com. Check us out. Absolutely. If y'all want to get at the brothers, you want to get at Jonathan or myself, hit us up with any comments, feedback, questions, any of that. Sports talk in general. Y'all just want to chat it up. We are on Twitter at Brothers Layman. You can email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Like I said, show page, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, if y'all into music, check out the Hip Hop Digest. Check out the homie Spirit G with the verses. Just yeah, had man. Storm on there. I got to check that one out with Eminem. But shout out to LJ, man, who hit him with the heartbreak songs.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting.
Man, shoot, that Avant Separated? Shit. I dedicated that song to a freaking female in high school. Mm. But no, shout out to them brothers. But glad you hope you guys enjoyed the show. Please, ladies and gentlemen, you know, leave us any kind of feedback, any reviews, anything like that, comments. We do very much appreciate it. And we just ask for your honesty. Honestly, if you think it was one star, tell us. If you think it's five, even better. You know, we will always want to know and look for ways to improve, of course. If you did enjoy the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones about it. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see what we got today. You know what? F this. In the spirit of Halloween, tell Freddy, tell Jason, tell Chucky, tell Leatherface, tell Jack Skellington, tell Michael Myers, tell shoot, who we got? Tell Resident Evil. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your host, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
I think it's really dangerous to try to answer such important questions that have confounded so many people for hundreds of years, to ask me to give you my solutions as if I had any. In 30 seconds. So if you want to be specific about a question, I'll be more than happy to answer it, because I think, you know, race is the elephant in the room in our country. And the social situation that we've all experienced is absolutely disgusting in a lot of ways. And what's really interesting is the people that jump right away to say, you know, one is attacking the police, or the people that jump on the other side. It's a question where understanding and empathy has to trump, no pun intended, has to trump any quick reactions of an ideological or demagogical nature. So it's a topic that can't just be swung at. people have to be very accurate and direct in what they say and do.
Well, let me ask one specific question. About a year ago about this time, you brought in Dr. Giancarlos to speak to your players about the importance of taking the principles.
Right.
Can we conjecture that you support those athletes who are now taking stands, football players and WNBA players and so forth?
I absolutely understand why they're doing what they're doing, and I respect their courage for what they've done. You know, the question is whether it'll do any good or not, because it seems that change really seems to happen through political pressure. You know, no matter how you look at it, whether it's Dr. King getting large groups of people together and boycotting buses, and what's happened in Carolina with the NBA and other organizations pulling events to make it known what's going on. But I think the important thing what Kaepernick and others have done is to keep it in the conversation. You know, when's the last time you heard the name Michael Brown? With our 24/7 news, you know, things seem to drift. We're all trying to just exist and survive. And it's easier for the mass, for the mass of more white people, because we haven't lived that experience. It's difficult for many white people to understand the day-to-day feeling that many black people have to deal with. It's not just, you know, a rogue policeman or a policeman exerting too much force or power, when we know that most of the police are trying to do their job, which is very difficult. I'd be scared to death if I was a policeman. I stopped a car. You just don't know what's going to happen. And part of that in our country is exacerbated by the preponderance of guns that other countries don't have to deal with. So it gets very complicated. And at this point, when somebody like Kaepernick brings attention to this and others who have, it makes people face the issue, because it's too easy for people to let it go because it's not their daily experience. And if it's not your daily experience, you don't understand it. I didn't talk to my kids about how to act in front of the policeman when he gets stopped. I didn't have to do that. But all of my black friends have done that. There's something that's wrong about that. And we all know that. What's the solution? Nobody's figured it out. But for sure, the conversation has to stay fresh. It has to be continuous. It has to be persistent. And we all have a responsibility to make sure that that happens in our communities.
Any of your players would like to protest? Do you plan on talking to them about it or supporting them at all?
We, you know, my players are engaged citizens who are fully capable of understanding, you know, what their values are, what they think is appropriate and inappropriate, what they feel strongly about, and you know, their whatever actions may or may not be taken are their decisions. And I'm not going to tell anyone ahead of time that if they don't do A, B, and C, they're going to be gone or traded. I think that's ignorant.
Do you agree or disagree with that method of protesting?
I think to each his own. I think it depends on a person's life experience and what they value and how strongly they feel about it. I don't think instant condemnation of any sort of act should happen until it's thought out. For instance, with Kaepernick, a pretty good group of people immediately thought he was disrespecting the military. It had nothing to do with his protest. In fact, he was able to do what he did because of what the military does for us. But most thinking people understand that, but there's always going to be an element that wants to jump on a bandwagon. And that's what's unfortunate about our country. It's gotten to the point where the civility and the level of discourse is basically in the gutter. I saw a wonderful clip on the news the other day with a split screen with Al Gore and George Bush when they were debating, and President Bush was saying something, and the split screen showed Al Gore sigh and shake his head, and the commentator at the time said, "Well, that rudeness, you know, that rudeness, that's rude. That rudeness isn't going to fly." Compare that to now. It's scary.